Caring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
In the product. Use as directed.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
No experiments today. This is the DJV interpretation, if you will, of the big items. Companion piece to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with my colleagues Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan to take a gander, if you'll take a shot, with our thoughts on the big stories of the week. According to the research done at Talkers Magazine, we can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. List is published every week. At number 10, ladies, the focus on these big storms. There's a big storm this past week that went through the Caribbean that seemed to make landfall like Jamaica got badly hit. And then went into the Yucatan. But this is late in the season for these storms. How many named storms altogether, Victoria?
They ran out. That's why we're in the Greek alphabet now. We went through the English alphabet, and now that was Hurricane Eta. So I don't know how many more we're going to have, but it was a really rough season.
Although they say the hurricane season runs from June to the end of November, this is late for these kind of storms.
Yep.
So does that mean that the world is coming to an end because we're not taking care of it?
Well, there are lots of climate patterns that have changed. So, yeah, that's a big part of it. Although you've mentioned also, I think, is it La Nina this year? Is that what you said?
This is La Nina. This is a La Nina year instead of El Nino, which refers to the warmth, the temperature of the water in the mid-Pacific along the equator. That's where somehow or other the winds begin to change. And it affects usually when it comes to Southern California. La Nina is a dry winter in California, Jennifer, or is it wet?
La Nina is dry and El Nino is wet.
Wet. Okay, all right. So this winter should be pleasant for those of us who hope to find solace.
Too bad, because we could use some rain.
Yep. Well, in New England we have had a really dry summer, a lot of droughts around the country that have been extinguished by a lot of the rain that's come up. But if you go away from the Mississippi and Ohio River valleys to the west especially, very dry, very dry summer. Number 9 on the list, our relationship with some of our friends and some of our enemies, i.e. we always focus on China, Russia, and Iran. There have been some terror attacks this week in Europe, so one wonders what's the latest, what stirs them up? Is it just a continuum, or is there something that gets these things? I don't even begin to understand why it is that some of these people are compelled at certain times to go on the rant. Is it just it's a lifelong thing? Okay, we're going to do jihad and that's it. Is that too simplistic? What was going on
that these attacks were prompted.
Not, see, here's the thing. It's people, and we haven't had to talk about it here, because since Trump has been president, we haven't had a terrorist attack on American soil. But ISIS is about an ideology. It's about, they think they're doing good. They think they're mm-hmm. acting for God, and that this right. is their, I mean, this is their greatest ruling factor. So to try to say it was one event that, you know, created the catalyst for an attack like this, no.
Yeah, it's the best example one can come up with the vagaries of religion and taking religion to the nth degree. My religion's better than yours, and I'm the person that you should listen to because I'm closer to God than you are. You know, that kind of nonsense. And there's a lot of it in almost every religion, when all religions are man-made. So, you know.
Well, and they take, you know, you have a lot of people who argue about Islam and about, you know, the majority of them argue about the Quran and about, and are peaceful. But mm-hmm. the people that you're seeing are extremists who believe that everything spelled out in the Quran in terms of violence should be perpetrated on people to create change. And that's just what we
no,
see.
To get them to believe what we believe or you're dead.
Right.
That's
right.
a little more basic. A rendering of what they're thinking of that group anyway. Number eight, social media and political bias. Have we seen a lot of that this political season? Boy, you really have. I think it has really weakened the impact of social
media.
Everyone's
out of the closet. I mean, it's just, it's there's no hiding people's disgusting, crazy bias anymore. It's just all mm-hmm. there. It's all there.
But there's also so much stuff that's just complete misinformation. And I think what's going to happen after this election cycle, I think smart people are going to just take a big step back. And yeah. no, I mean, social media is not going anywhere. But I think a lot of smart people are going to take a step back. And anything that's political that they're seeing on Twitter especially, I think people are going to be hesitant to just retweet anything that they see. And right now that's what's happening. And it's conspiracy theories. And it's, I mean, it's so much information, blatant mm-hmm. lies. It's just, it's crazy. So
see,
I hope that it changes, because social media needs to just be entertainment and that's it.
I'll use an example of where the editorializing, I guess, from social media and from the mainstream media by the news media by extension is in play with one of probably our top story of the week. I can't imagine anything is probably bigger than the presidential election. Yesterday, this week, President Trump all along, actually, has been saying that he has instances of voter fraud and that he sees corruption going on. And what was the headline? Trump blatantly lies about voter fraud. Now, no one knows that because they haven't seen the lawsuits that are coming out yet. So instead, the media just jumps to the conclusion that Trump is panicking and editorializes that he is blatantly lying. People on social media are marking that as a conspiracy theory when we haven't even seen the lawsuits that are coming out yet about what they've seen. Because in some places, like Nevada, there are 10,000 people's names on a voter on a voter roll that voted that are either dead or moved out of the state. That's real, and it needs to be investigated. So to say, and to, I guess, to editorialize that he's blatantly lying or to market as misinformation, they don't know that. That's a political statement. And it's, I guess that's, you
I
know, you have to
people,
let this stuff play out.
At this point, I would like to think that there I would like to give more credit to the American public maybe than they deserve in terms of having enough sophistication to realize what garbage there is in and amongst the social media crowd that is focused on voter fraud claims and exaggerations of this, exaggerations of that,
you
whatever
would think,
it is.
Though, Doug, but some of it is really sophisticated. My one of my good friends, who is a Harvard lawyer, sent me a tweet the other day that from the AP, the Associated Press, it was a screenshot of the tweet that where they called Nevada for Biden. It was
Arizona.
A fake tweet.
Oh,
no, this was a couple days ago. Okay. Yeah, it was a fake tweet. And she realized, like, an hour later, she goes, oh, my God, because she follows AP News on Twitter, and mm-hmm. she said, I thought that this was a real tweet, and it's not. I had already mm-hmm. done the research. I knew it was a fake tweet. I knew it wasn't real. But, I mean, you know, it's not an education thing. It's these are very sophisticated fakes
right.
and that people
they,
are seeing
well,
retweeting.
To go further than that, I told you this week about the email I get from Amazon, saying that
right.
congratulations, we just shipped you your new $6,000 computer. I didn't know where it was.
Congratulations. You got my birthday gift.
Congratulations, you now have malware if you click on that link.
Yeah.
So congratulations, we own your computer.
Are there
stupid people on Facebook who are retweeting and reposting everything that they see? Yes. But for the most part, I think a lot of this stuff is really more sophisticated than we think it is, and it's pretty easy. You'd have to really dig into it to find out if
To go back to our foreign relations, the Islamic influence, the Russian influence, the Chinese influence, not to be downplayed at all, although I guess we felt better this year about their interference. There wasn't as much obvious connection between some of the stuff on social media and these three countries and others messing around with the election, getting into various websites. Under the circumstances, it's kind of like buyer beware, reader and user beware. Number seven, the situation with education. We'll talk about that after these words here on the Talk Radio Review with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Doug Steffen.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
All right, let's get back to our overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. The situation in our school system, there already was a crisis, if you want to use that word, before the pandemic, and now it's even worse. I was talking to a friend of mine who runs a garage, and he has his two sons in the working with him. One of them is a graduate of a college that prepares you to run a business like that, and the other one is a 12-year-old kid who's in the 7th grade who goes to work with his dad every day, and he has an office with a computer, and he does his lessons with the various teachers, 7th grade English and history. I was talking to him about it yesterday. What are you learning? And he looked at me. He said, not much. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, here's an hour and a half. That's all the kid's required to do online. He's a smart kid anyway, but he's picking up all the stuff that he knows from working with his brother and his father, not from being online looking at some.
I think there's going to be a really big deficit with this at home learning. There are horror stories in California about how now people are just falling off, that kids aren't even going to school anymore.
No.
Within the LA Unified
They're not paying any attention to the...
Yeah, they're not reporting in. They're just disappearing.
Yeah.
It's just it's
having a big
stupid.
Vacation on the streets.
Ugh. Yep.
And so that's one of the reasons I say, you know, I'm sorry about the COVID and I don't want people to get sick, but we better take hold of ourselves. This society is going to melt. And that's exactly what the Chinese wanted anyway when they came up with this virus. And they continue to do what they do to screw up the world, or at least America, with the murder hornets and this other stuff. And we're falling for it. We are falling right into that hole. At 21 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into the fold here, the top 10 items from Talkers Magazine this week. Number 6 is a focus on the economy. I'm not sure what to make of the economy. I went into a lumber market this week to buy something. I'm doing some renovations on one of the barns. And I bought some lumber, and I thought, you know, I figured the place would be kind of slow. But the guy who runs the department said to me that with the interest rates as low as they are, people are building like crazy. Another guy that I do work with who runs an excavating company, he's been tearing houses down in a nearby community, Wellesley. They're paying $800,000-$900,000 for basically a lot with a junk house on it there. And this company's bought 20 different lots, ripping them down, building up the houses, $2 million house on an $800,000 lot, and they're selling, put the sign out, and they're gone in a day or two. But we didn't vote the economy this time, did we? Mm-hmm. Really?
I think some people, I mean, I did.
Did you?
Yeah. I mean, I think that Trump will be better for the economy than Biden. But so I think it is for some people, I think the economy and coronavirus are very linked. You know, I think there are a lot of people like me who want us to take a virus seriously, but also want to get people back to work and school and you know, are looking for that gray area. I think we're capable of it. And so I think the economy has a lot of tentacles in coronavirus, actually, as we talk about it. And I know as far as ballot issues in California, we had several that impact taxes and things. So I think people, the economy was a thread for many.
You know, one of the things, thank you for bringing that up, because it brings me back around to thinking about all of the tax reforms that are always proposed by the various candidates. I'm going to cut your taxes. I'm going to tax 400,000 or more, all of that stuff. You know, if you really looked at the history of all of that stuff, there really isn't a lot of teeth, or there aren't a lot of results. There are little short bursts of results or impact from these tax changes, and then things pretty much go back to the way they are.
It's more about regulation. I mean, regulations, I think, are the, I mean, the lifting of a lot of regulations are what I think is better for the country, because I'm in less, I want less government, not more government.
Yeah, me too.
I want less intervention.
But I want the right stuff to be dumped, not the wrong stuff. And this time
you're
around,
lifting regulations on logging in a forest in Alaska that's been protected since the 90s, that's not a regulation that I wanted lifted. And that's a lot of the
thing
a lot of
people in Alaska did. I mean,
no, actually only one in the five, only one out of five people who voted for it. It was a very low margin. It's not something that people wanted at all. But you know, that didn't make mainstream news because we've got an election going on. But those are the types of regulations that are horrible for the environment. And I don't want more regulations on stuff that doesn't make sense. But I don't want to remove regulations on things that are have been in place to protect the environment. I mean, that's literally that forest, the Tonga Forest, is they call that, that's the lungs of North America. So I don't know. It's just I think a lot of people voted against.
There are more trees in America now than there ever have been, and that happened
that
in part
one
because
forest alone. That's what it's
been
called.
Yeah, up there, yeah. But I'm talking about in the lower 48. There are way more trees now, and interestingly enough, it started with the Obama administration committing to plant X number of trees. They first were going to shut down 50,000 acres of farmland and plant trees there. They didn't do that, but they did seed, literally and figuratively, trees in areas where it was, you know, it was kind of didn't get a lot of attention. But what they did was require companies or incentivize Pacific Gas and Electric, PGE.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of companies to clean up their act and plant new trees.
Yeah, but then guess what the problem was with that? And we saw it in California with their complete failure, is that they decided to go with the environmental regulations instead of strengthening their infrastructure, and then now we have PG&E sparking fires and burning down all those trees that they planted. So
yep, that was it. Yeah, it was counterproductive. 28 past the hour on the Count Radio, good, Doug. The Talk Radio Countdown Review.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Calling on behalf of the mice nest.
Mice nest?
Yes, mice nest. It's a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
KCNR 96.5 FM and AM 1460 are honoring our veterans this holiday season with Operation Holiday Salute 2020. If you wish to thank our veterans for their service, you can join forces with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. The holidays can be particularly difficult times for veterans, and this is your opportunity to lend a helping hand. A portion of the proceeds go to support homeless veterans. Call KCNR 530-605-4565 and become part of Operation Holiday Salute.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Second half hour of the Talk Radio Review for this, the first full week of November. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here. We're going through the top 10 items as determined by the Folks Talkers magazine. So at number 5, the Walter Wallace video. Among other things, continued call for police reform, situation with various race issues and problems in our country. Does this ever go away? Does it ever get fixed? Do we keep shooting black guys? You know, do the police get it? All of these questions. What are we really doing other than talking about reforming how the police departments work? In my own community, the mayor just appointed a black man who'd been in the police department since 2008 to be the new chief. He's respected and liked by the others in the department. He's a good cop. She appointed him because she's black and she wanted a black police chief. But the police recognize that actually she's not done a lot of good stuff since she's been mayor. And she stumbled on this one because he's actually a good cop and will be a good chief. But, you know, It's that whole business about counting and checking off the boxes that seems to be a problem here. So superficial and artificial, when at a time we need good thinkers, we need people to be well-intentioned, we need them to do their job. And the question comes, ladies, about what is their job? What are they supposed to be doing? The social stuff has been very much in focus in our local community, and there was a sort of a report done as to how much time police spend doing social fixes, if you will. And I think if we look around the country, where you are in New Jersey, Victoria, where Jennifer is in California, a lot of police time is spent doing things that are not really police business.
Oh, well, even when it is police business, I was driving on, I live on the ocean in New Jersey, and I was driving down Ocean Ave last week, and I saw this girl who looked like she was maybe 17, like she had just gotten her license, and she was pulled over, and there was a female cop talking to her in the window, and two other cop cars, each with two cops in each car, pulled up, like, for backup. It's like, this is a 17-year-old girl who probably ran through a red light or was speeding or whatever.
You know what that is indicative of?
Why do we need three cop cars?
But wait, I mean, what if there was something about a runaway? I mean, you don't know what they were doing.
But you don't need six cops.
Right.
No matter what, Jennifer.
Says you. What if there
was
a kid?
Right.
What if this is a kid who was kidnapped? What if this is a kid who's a runner? I mean, you don't know what they were doing.
But you can figure that out pretty quickly.
I don't know.
I've seen this happen over and over again. I'm with you, Victoria, on this one. Yeah. There's too many police that aren't. They don't have enough to do.
They have tons to do. They're not allowed to do anything in my area.
You got the sheriff. You got the state troopers. You got the local police. And I don't know, I mean, I've made my observations in California, but I know from having spent years and years and years in Florida, these guys are stepping all over each other. The sheriff's running around in his car with his deputies. They have nothing, literally nothing to do. And the state troopers are out on the highways collecting money.
There's no crime because there's a lot of cops. In L.A., where they're stretched in, the crime is ridiculous.
Well, the crime is a lot of drug crime in Florida.
There's a lot of drug crime, but also misdemeanors now. People were walking in and theft. You can steal under $900 worth of stuff, and it's a misdemeanor in California.
Stealing is stealing.
Yeah.
But people walking
into Walmart with a calculator and just walking out the door. So, and the police can't do anything about it. So our crime is up because we don't have the policing that we need.
Well,
it sounds like the laws are actually the messed up part, not the cops. Because if the law allows someone to steal,
I'm glad you brought that up. Because
what can more cops do if the law is the law?
Prop 20 was on our ballot this time around. We're talking about the election, number one story of the week. And in Los Angeles, in California, we have Prop 20 to close the loopholes, to make theft crimes like this, back to felonies again instead of misdemeanors, to make sure that date rape is actually considered a violent crime. Right now it's not. It's a misdemeanor. And child trafficking, same thing, a misdemeanor, not a violent crime.
California is one.
And all these dumb women. Well, maybe, but these dumb women in their pink hats who go marching
around
all over
the state.
But
who would vote for that knowingly, Jen? I mean, no one would.
Well, then they're dumb. They need to educate themselves.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
On the ballot,
so the way that it was written must have been misleading, because there's no way any woman would vote for that. That's just stupid.
If they did, and it passed 69% to 30%.
A lot of ignorance in this country. We're not teaching people how to think. We're teaching them what to think.
We need to change the law to make sure that ballot measures are written in a way that people can understand what the hell they're voting for. We had one of those about peacetime veterans.
We had three of those in Massachusetts.
We had one here in New Jersey this year. Legalizing marijuana, that was pretty straightforward. But we had one about peacetime veterans getting a tax deduction, a property tax deduction. It was so confusing because at first it had COVID in it and then it had veterans. So you see COVID and you see veterans and you go, of course I want to support veterans who maybe were impacted by COVID. It had nothing to do with either of those things. It's veterans who essentially have peacetime veterans who have never seen any action getting a property tax deduction. It was very confusing and no one knew what the hell they were voting for.
We had the same thing here, but I agree with you. I think we need to reform that. But
yeah,
they do
ridiculous.
It on purpose because they want to trick you. So people need to take responsibility and get it right. I mean, just because the rules are hard doesn't mean that people need to just give up. I mean, we have to do better as a country. We have to do better in my state. Because dumb stuff like this, where women can now go on a date, get drunk, and get raped, and the guy doesn't even get a park. I mean, it would be worse for him to get a parking ticket. It's stupid.
That's insane.
It is insane. All right, number three is the situation with healthcare, COVID, things developing, the numbers are high, mortality is low or lower, stats are higher, numbers of people getting this stuff higher, number of people dying lower, that kind of falls into the same category that Ken said, more people are going to get this for the next couple of months, but fewer people are going to die. Meanwhile, what we have is the impact on not only the healthcare system and our individual lives, but also the impact on our whole economy and business in general and what people ought to be doing. It's so simple, really, it seems at least so simple, to deal with the biggest part of the problem, but yet there are many people in our society, especially between the ages 19 and 29, that don't want to do the easy fix. So they should be the ones to suffer, not other people. And that's the problem with this thing. It's an equal opportunity distressor. So you sneeze at somebody or you're blowing your I'm got a mask on and you blow your whatever is in your body onto somebody else and they get sick. And you have there's no recourse because you don't even really know who it is that's giving it to you. I just think that we've become so damn selfish in this country. Wow. It's so obvious. I'm not going to do that because I don't have to, you moron. Okay, help me do something, talk about this, or we'll move on. I'm done.
I believe people should be doing the right thing. It's really hard for me to support any government mandate of things, and I trust that people will do the right thing. But
they don't.
You know?
They don't.
Sometimes.
They don't.
I mean, I don't see them, so you guys tell me they don't, that's fine. I see most people wearing masks. I see most people not just in this country wearing masks. I see most people in the world wearing
Midwest,
masks and staying
away. A lot of people in the Midwest are just not. Mid-South, nah. Not gonna
forget that. You can go anywhere in New Jersey where I am and see people, unless you have to go into a store and everyone has to wear a mask if you go into a store into a business. But other than that, there are plenty of people just wandering. And it's usually, I hate to say it, and this is not, you know, this is nothing against you, but it's older white guys. That's every time you see a guy without a mask on, it's an older white guy.
Really?
It's just some sort of, I don't know, insecurity. They don't think it's masculine. I don't know. I don't know
what
it is.
They can't breathe with it. But,
no, you know, they're
my old white guy co-host. My old white guy co-host in Los Angeles is like, I can't breathe with this thing on. I've got a doctor's note.
Baloney.
Oh, well.
Hey, he's got a doctor's note. All
a
right.
Doctor's
no,
note.
I'm talking about my other old white
co-host. Oh, John. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. We'll continue. Focus on congressional races and the presidential race as we round out this discussion about what's going on in News Talk Radio this week in a few moments. Now the list, the official list from Talkers Magazine from this past week of the big stories, according to the research they've done, listening to a lot of talk radio programs, talking to hosts, et cetera, et cetera. That's how they come up with these lists. At number 10, the weather, the big storms, and is climate change doing us in? Number 9 are relations with the world of Islam and some of the terror attacks that have taken place, not in our country, but elsewhere around the world. Social media at number 8. Is there a political bias? Yes, the answer is yes. Educational, the whole situation with schools and what's being accomplished or not, number 7. The economy, number 6. Race relations, number 5. Psychology and how we're feeling. Are we depressed or not? A lot of discussion about that. Number 4. COVID stats, number 3. Congressional races, number 2. And the presidential race, number 1 this week. On the Talk Radio Countdown Show. 43 past the hour with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The Michigan State Legislature spent weeks debating a bill that would pressure fast food restaurants to stop offering Happy Meals with gender-specific toys. There were committee hearings about the cultural effects of giving kids little race cars or Barbie dolls. Legislators worried about the practice of asking parents if they wanted the Happy Meals for boys or girls, possibly leading to identity crisis or worse. Surprisingly, no witness questioned whether or not there was any proper role for government in the issue. Examples were made of McDonald's and Burger King, but those are both private companies. The deals they make with their customers are private exchanges, none of the government's business. The free enterprise system is called free for a reason, and it's just not that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 special edition smart bed, now $1,799. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 special edition smart bed, now $1,799. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Time now for us to list the top stories and the top people from this past week, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. This is a weekly event, and so we're happy to go through so you have in your mind fixed what the real stories are without any silly stuff. On the people side of the ledger, Walter Wallace Jr. is at number 10, Amy Coney Barrett, number 9. These are the names of people who have been mentioned most frequently in the News Talk Radio world this past week. That's why we have a separate list from the big stories. Rudy Giuliani is 8. Dr. Fauci is number 7. Mitch McConnell is in 6th position. Nancy Pelosi in 5th. Barack Obama in 4th. The two vice presidential candidates, Pence and Harris, tied at 3. Joe Biden is 2. I understand all that. I mean, there's no magic to this, and Trump is number 1. So that's the list of people here on the News Talk Radio Countdown, known as the Talk Radio Countdown. All right, back into our Talk Radio review. Say hi to Rick, everybody. He's enjoying the program on a 5-mile walk this morning. It's not a bad thing. Get out there.
So can we count his steps for ours? Because that'd be really nice. Thank you, Rick. If you could go 6 miles, that'd be even better.
All right, let's get back to our overview of the things, the hot hits. In News Talk Radio, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen with his horsey voice. So some Republicans, Jennifer, seem to be breaking with the president over the fraud claims. So how will that impact, if at all? The presidential race, I think, is pretty well decided. But and I don't know if there are congressional races that still are in the offing, seems to me.
I think anything can happen. The nation has adopted the California model. So in 2018, everyone went to bed on election night thinking something else. And then lo and behold, days and weeks after the election, a bunch of things started to flip. And there are, I could talk to you for about 20 minutes about just some of the things that were implemented. I know, but that's why I won't do it now. But we could talk about that, about what's actually happening. But I think there are some Republicans like Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz who have been out there, and Lindsey Graham's giving $500,000 to the president's defense fund. So there are some that are standing with him. I think there are some who are scared. And you know,
Wait a minute. So Lindsey Graham's giving $500,000?
Yeah. to Trump's defense fund.
Where do you get the $500,000?
I think you can. You have to use what's in your coffers left over from your campaign, probably. Yeah.
Right, okay, that's what I thought.
So I don't know. I don't think it's a private donation, but in any case, that's what he pledged to do. And you know, I think there are a lot of people who think that Trump single-handedly saved the Republican Party by giving them some backbone because they were just getting rolled. So I think there are a lot of Republicans who still kind of have that old school style, but the ones who have a new life, the backbone stands, and they'll stand with the president.
There are a lot of people who think. There were former Republicans like me that if they don't get a little bit more mainstream, that the Republican Party did. I don't see, I don't see that that is really what's happening at the moment because there appears to be a 50-50 split pretty much in whether you're voting for Republican or Democrat.
You haven't voted for a Republican in a long time, so.
I voted for local Republicans.
Yeah, but presidentially, when was the last time for president you voted for a Republican?
George Bush the father.
Thank you. That was 30 years ago. So you don't, and unfortunately, you don't really have a seat at the table about the direction
really?
Of the president.
How dare you?
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, we don't know where we are. I think that's pretty much the bottom line here. And, you know,
so we know that we're lost, is what you're saying.
Yeah, we know we don't know where we are and where
we're
going.
People are like, aren't you panicked? I'm like, no, I'm just watching what happens. Of course this is happening.
10 before the hour, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the craze you'll crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes. Cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice, praline sauce, and chopped pecans. Sip on a creamy pumpkin pie cold brew or savor pumpkin spice pancakes with maple butter for the perfect fall experience. Now for a limited time only.
I'm craving it already.
Black Bear Diner has carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery options.
Start your order at blackbeardiner.com or visit them on site for an outdoor dining experience.
Black Bear Diner.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time now. To have our opportunity to go through the top five items this week from the world of technology, according to research done by Victoria Keelan, who's here to get us started at number five, a big announcement for Apple. One more thing.
Yeah, that's exactly the name of the event. One more thing, and that's going to be scheduled for November 10th. And we're not exactly sure. Apple loves their secrecy and their dramatics. So we're not exactly sure what we're going to see, but we think that it will be the new Mac desktop computers. These are the first batch that will be run on Apple's own Silicon Valley chips instead of Intel processors. And that's the first time since 2005 that Apple has used their own chips. So we think that's what it will be. The language of one more thing is kind of notable because former former CEO Steve Jobs, in keynotes for significant product announcements, he used to always say, oh, and one more thing. And then he kind of was the showman, and he would pull out one more item that was brand new that would wow the crowd. Obviously, with COVID, there is no in-person crowd anymore. Everything is virtual. But the last time Apple used this phrase, the Steve Jobs one more thing, was back in 2017 when they unveiled the iPhone X. So we'll see where it goes, but they have not had a new line of MacBooks or desktops in a while, so it'll be interesting to see what they actually produce on November 10th.
All right, Google up next with an overview of what's being searched. This is kind of interesting.
Yeah, I always love looking at the Google Trends, which is the analytics arm of Google Search, and they let you know what's trending and what people are actually searching for. And this has been a long week with the election, and so people have turned to booze and comfort food. Not surprisingly, the top two queries on Google Search were liquor stores and French fries. At one point, in the top five election night searches were, number one was pizza, which we can attest to because we ate pizza on election night, Chinese food, liquor stores, sushi, and Mexican food. So, the hashtag election day, that was trending along with all the different types of food that people were searching and ordering.
Number three, focus on AI.
Right, in your neck of the woods, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, mm-hmm. says they figured out a way to gauge whether a person has COVID-19 just from the sound of their cough, which is really interesting because we know the cough is a very sort of a hallmark of COVID. And the type of cough that it is not a usual cough. It's not a cough that would be associated with bronchitis or even pneumonia. It's a specific cough. And the interesting thing about what they found at MIT through AI, through artificial intelligence, they have been able to diagnose asymptomatic carriers. That is something that's really, really interesting. 98.5% of coughs from people confirmed with COVID cases, the AI has been very accurate with, and 100% of coughs from asymptomatic people. That's the level of accuracy that this new AI has been able to diagnose people who don't even know they have COVID. So if they could somehow deploy this nationally, that would just be a huge help in stopping the spread of the virus.
Number two, Walmart is going to go away, going against grain here.
Well, yeah, retail robots are scanning shelves and updating inventory. Walmart's been using, and Walmart's not the only store that uses them. A lot of them do. But Walmart, for whatever reason, they've been one of the biggest adapters of technology in general. They've had these shelf-scanning robots appear in 500 of their stores, but they've decided to get rid of them. And they began using these robots supplied by Bossanova Robotics in 2017. Initially, they started out in 50 locations. They liked how they were working. It went up to 500 locations. It was supposed to reach 1,000 stores. But Walmart has pulled the plug on this whole program. So a lot of it has to do with COVID, because Walmart essentially, they didn't give a full clear answer why they got rid of the robots, but there was a Wall Street Journal report this week that said as people didn't go into stores and people were shopping online, they found that it was easier to have humans going to pull products from the shelves based on online orders. So it kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Number one, the top tech story of the week.
I think this is not the story that got the most buzz, but I think it's definitely the most important. If you're not on LinkedIn, get on LinkedIn, especially if you're looking for work. They've launched a new tool that will help you make a career change. It's called the Career Explorer feature, and it displays careers that job seekers can transition into by using the skills that you already have. Most people, like 45% of job seekers have said that they have not tried a career change because they don't know where to begin. This new tool on LinkedIn will help you assess your skills and your experience, and it will then tell you all the different new careers that you're qualified for. So I think that this is just a fabulous program, and it's free. Get on LinkedIn as soon as you can.
59 past the hour. Thank you, Victoria.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table. Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The networks and the Associated Press all declaring Joe Biden the winner of this week's presidential election, but President Trump's not accepting the results, saying there were a number of irregularities in votes and vote counting. On social media, Mr. Trump said he plans to mount legal challenges to reverse the results. On ABC's This Week, Missouri Senator Roy Blunt said it's important to let the president investigate.
It's going to be much easier to work toward the kind of transition we want. Look at the inauguration, which I'm going to have the honor of chairing again this time, and bringing the country together if everybody feels like we went through a process and everybody was heard.
Last night at an outdoor rally in Wilmington, Delaware, Biden claimed victory, said people on either side of the American political divide should give each other a chance.
It's time to put away the harsh rhetoric, lower the temperature, see each other again, listen to each other again. And to make progress, we have to stop treating our opponents as our enemies. They are not our enemies. They are Americans.
Republican Congressman Darrell Issa returning to Capitol Hill, this time to represent California's 50th congressional district, after being projected to defeat his Democratic opponent.
Issa will replace former Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter, who resigned following a series of legal woes, including the Justice Department charging him with wire fraud and other charges. Issa previously served in California's 49th district for more than a decade, which neighbors the 50th. By 2016, he faced a tough path to re-election in what was becoming an increasingly Democratic district, in part because of redistricting. Issa, the former chairman of the Oversight and Reform Committee, left the House in early January 2019 after choosing not to seek re-election. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Sunday night football, Tampa Bay finally on the board with a field goal. New Orleans leads 38-3 in the fourth quarter. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Saudi Arabia's oil and gas giant Aramco has announced third-quarter profits of nearly $12 billion, a significantly higher net income from its dramatically lower second-quarter earnings.
Despite the increase in profits, the mostly state-owned company's third-quarter earnings of $11.8 billion are down nearly 45% compared to last year's $21.3 billion for the same quarter. Aramco, like other energy producers globally, is wading through a tough year amid the coronavirus outbreak, which has seen countries impose various forms of lockdowns and travel restrictions impacting demand for oil. Aramco has credited its most recent earnings to early signs of a recovery over the summer.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Pro-democracy protesters in Thailand were confronted by riot police and sprayed by water cannons as they tried to approach Bangkok's Grand Palace to deliver letters about their political grievances to the country's king. More at townhall.com. Popular pastor Robert Jeffress has some suggestions on how Christians should respond to the presidential election.
Jeffress reminded us that Daniel 2:21 says that it is God who removes kings and establishes kings. Jeffress added that our faith and our salvation lie not in any human ruler, but in the ruler of rulers, the King of Kings. We have to remember that even though the occupant of the White House is changing, the one who occupies the throne of heaven hasn't changed. The Dallas pastor added, when Joe Biden becomes president, we should commend him for the things he does right. We should condemn the things he does wrong. And above all, we must pray fervently for our president. Patrick Foss reporting.
Alex Trebek, who presided over the beloved quiz show Jeopardy for more than 30 years with dapper charm and a touch of schoolmaster strictness, died Sunday after battling advanced pancreatic cancer. He was 80 years old. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Directed.
Now at Lowe's, we're saying thanks to our pros in more ways than ever before during our Provember event. We have deals on the brands you trust, like DeWalt, Spyder, and Metabo HPT. We also have credit options you won't want to miss. Plus, for 5 days only, November 9th through the 13th, bring in an old bucket from one of our competitors and get a brand new 5-gallon Lowe's branded bucket free. Just one more reason why we're the new home for pros. Limit one bucket per customer while supplies last. U.S. only.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7:30 the hour now. It's time for the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show presented by Talkers Magazine. Talkers Magazine is the Bible of the talk radio industry. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. It's about radio, so you can't see him, you can't see me. He needs a haircut, I don't. And so, here we go. Launching off, I was thinking of hi-ho, hi-ho. It's off to talk we go, because there's lots of things to talk about. There always are a lot of things to talk about.
You're not only a songwriter, you're a singer.
I am a singer of songs.
Yeah. That's from Disney's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work
to
we
work
go.
We go. Yes,
what an interesting concept.
It is. Let's go to work.
The Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah, that's got to be politically incorrect, right?
Oh, my gosh. The whole story is weird. Think about it.
Yeah, it really
that
is.
That was the first
seven
movie I ever went to.
Was it? And what did it have a lasting psychological effect on you?
Totally. I still remember every note. I owned the record. I played it over and over. Snow White, beautiful. And I am one of those people who is absolutely convinced, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the wicked stepmother witch, when she looked at the mirror, she said, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?" As opposed to current history, which insists, she says, magic mirror on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
We have shifted into a different dimension, and that's called the Mandela effect. And I actually think there's something to it.
Really? What
you
is
believe,
it?
You believe in astrology, and I
do.
Believe, and I believe in the Mandela effect.
Okay, well, there you go. So the whole business about politically correct stuff, the business about the Seven Dwarfs and stuff. I was thinking about the whole huzzarai with Anne Hathaway this week apologizing She actually issued a lengthy apology after she learned that her portrayal of the Grand Witch in The Witch has caused pain to people who have limb differences. Who knew there was an organization of people who have limb issues? Is there anybody who doesn't, any group that doesn't have some kind of representation? And is there any group that isn't going to be offended by something?
Yeah, I'm not sure if the listeners experienced the same thing that I did, but when you were describing the beginning of this story, you digitized out, and I didn't hear who you were talking about or what the situation was.
The situation is a focus on Anne Hathaway, who was speaking out after her new film, The Witches, sparked some sort of concern. I love this. The disability community, people who have had operations on their hands or don't have the use of their hands or some kind of limb difference. So now children around the world are in pain because of what how she's portraying, I guess, a cat in The Witches, or how she holds her hand. And I cannot believe how many people get. I mean, I feel badly for people who have that horrible reality to live with. But is there anything that isn't going to offend somebody? This is a movie, for God's sakes, about a woman who plays a witch, and she uses her hands like a claw.
Yeah.
So she had to apologize for that? What am I missing?
I haven't heard the story, nor have I seen it, so I can't comment, because you know that I'm a big critic of overt or over-the-top political correctness.
Yeah.
But
right.
a part of me is also sensitive to hurting people's feelings. So I look at it as sort of a complex issue. I do not like political correctness. I do not like having to walk on eggshells. If you're a comedian, a satirist, an artist, I think we have to get a little tougher about
that. It stifles creativity.
But on the other hand, I do think that we should be sensitive to people's feelings.
I'm not scoffing at the group. It's called the Lucky Finn Project, which is an organization that exists to raise awareness and celebrate children, individuals, and families affected by limb differences. Who even knew? I never heard of the group before. Who even knew there was a group that focused on that? And that's what. But I come back around to saying, is there anything that doesn't have an advocacy group attached to it? Any malady, any problem, I get that people have a problem, and I'm thankful I don't. But, you know, to go after her because she's playing a role in a movie, I think is the height of silliness, frankly.
You should have a support group for the physically, and mentally perfect.
Right. That's a good zinger. Thank you. All right, let's get to our top 10 items this week on the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show, Top 10 People list as well. Michael Harrison from Talkers is at it.
I have to give a disclaimer. Basically, we had to do some microscopic digging to find anything other than the presidential race.
The top two or three.
And COVID and all that. However, that being said, there are things that come up in conversation about the presidential race, certain issues, et cetera. So basically, this chart is valid, but the proportions are a little bit out of whack.
Yes.
Number 10. Okay, so just a disclaimer. At number 10, climate change. There's that hurricane.
It's relevant because all these big storms that have developed.
We've had more than usual.
It's longer into the season. Latest
hurricane Eta. Yeah. Which went down through Central America, then went into the Caribbean, is now looking at Florida. And it could be, hopefully, if it hits Florida, it'll only be 30, 40 mile an hour winds in a tropical storm. But that could create havoc. Mm-hmm. At number 9, U.S. foreign relations and Islamic terror attacks. Most of the foreign relations we're dealing with has to do with China. A lot of it's been talked about in the election. Yeah. The Islamic terror attacks in Austria, France, just a reminder that
they're still out there.
They're still out there. Yeah, this is they're not gone. And the Middle East, for all of the nice talk about some of the diplomatic gains that we have made, it's still a dangerous hotspot. At number 8, social media and political bias, Facebook and Twitter under pressure for tagging certain stories and certain tweets. As being questionable, unproven, contested. And most of the complaints come from conservatives. Interestingly, Doug, most of the use of social media in the political world is by conservatives. I did a little digging on that and was surprised to learn that. Mm-hmm. At number 7, the education crisis, that speaks for itself. At number 6, the economy, that certainly speaks for itself. At number 5, race relations, police reform.
That speaks for itself.
And the Walter Wallace Jr. video, that speaks for itself. Number 4, high up this week, psychology. People are depressed over COVID-19, and now on top of it, there's a tremendous amount of psychological distress, for lack of a better word.
Well, the depression, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who shares some time on a program that I do called Good Day Health, said that depression, and one of the research things that he talked about this week on the program, depression leads to stroke. If you are severely, this is a way, an open door to having a stroke. Depression creates great stress. And the whole business about, and it isn't just the COVID thing. It's stress over political realities. It's stress over our lives. Who's got a job? You know, there are all kinds of stresses.
Well, the politics and the COVID have combined.
Yeah.
And it's a bad time. People are not feeling good. Measurably so much so that in the midst of all of this, it's at number 4, and it's being talked about. It's not like, you know, we made
good.
This up.
Should be talked about. That's a good, I should get out, turn the rock over. Let's see what's going on underneath with people and their emotions.
Yep. At number 3, we have COVID-19 stats and projections, and we have health care, vaccines. People are still arguing over masks, social distancing, things of that nature. And number 2, congressional races, local races, and propositions. I mean, it's not just the presidency. And Mitch McConnell got reelected. Lindsey Graham got reelected. Susan Collins got reelected. Proposition 22 in California about the gig economy, Lyft and Uber drivers has a lot of consequences for all of us.
But there were a lot of, I don't mean to make this sound like a promo. I do another program called The American Family Farmer, and we discussed this week the number of seats that changed hands in some key ag districts. Voters elected in Minnesota, Kansas, Iowa, Texas, and some other states with Democrats who have been in Congress for a long time being replaced by Republicans. And this is really interesting. The chairman of the House Ag Committee, been there for 30 years, got booted. And so you look at some of these districts in Iowa, it saw changes. There's a lot of stuff upheaval because agriculture and the farmer upset with the way things are going.
Republicans have made gains in Congress. They have not taken over the House, but they've made gains there, and they've protected their lead in the Senate, which, of course, plays into President Trump's claim that the Democrats have rigged the election. Well, if they rigged the election, they didn't do a very good job of it. They still haven't, at the time you and I are doing this show, they still have not conclusively won the presidency. They didn't take over the Senate, and they lost ground in the House. So, that's a reality.
It speaks to Trump and his just flair for ridiculous statements. That's really
we'll talk a little bit about that. It was very upsetting. Very upsetting. I mean, emotional.
Reducing. Yeah, and that's one of the reasons, But the other side of it is, and we ought to discuss this too, why is the election so close? Why is it, what is going on in our country that gives especially interesting numbers among black young men voting for Trump? Not that there's a hard and fast rule. Exactly. The Democrats have claimed for years that if you're not voting Democratic, you're not a good black person. Well, that's pretty damn
arrogant. That stupid statement. But the fact of the matter is that
if you're black and not with me, you're not a good black person or something.
The African-American community, he didn't say you're not a good black person. He said you're not black. The African-American community is far too large and diverse to be considered a political monolith. However, all that being said, Doug, more blacks vote Democratic than Republican.
Yeah, 80% vote Democratic, 20% vote Republican.
So we're.
Yeah. But the numbers went up a little bit enough to get somebody to pay attention to them.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. How much do you know about the most common smoking-related disease,
chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD.
It's a disease of the airways that causes obstruction to airflow and causes difficulty breathing. So shortness of breath is the most common symptom, along with cough and sputum production.
Dr. Paul Scanlon, a Mayo Clinic pulmonologist, says if you know someone who smokes, you probably know someone with COPD.
It affects tens of millions of Americans, 7 to 10% of the population, depending on how you count it.
While complications from COPD can sometimes be deadly, a COPD diagnosis in and of itself is not a death sentence.
If you quit smoking, lung function improves a little bit and then stabilizes so that you can live to a ripe old age with only mild impairment. You won't get substantially worse if you quit smoking.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3123.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals is taking part in Operation Holiday Salute by thanking our local veterans for their service. Snow's is your complete celebration headquarters, proudly serving Shasta, Tehama, and Trinity counties. They provide decorations and rentals for your special event, including weddings, corporate and business events, memorials, and gatherings. Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals at 3066 Crossroads Drive. Call today, 222-8606. That's 222-8606.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into the info zone here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He wanted, wanted to get back to Trump and some analysis. Is this analysis paralysis? I think all of the noise he's making over voter fraud You notice the rest of the GOP is staying way away from that.
Not all of them. People are circling the wagons. People like Lindsey Graham are supporting him. As a matter of fact, Lindsey Graham gave him $500,000 for the Trump legal defense. But
from
before
his,
we do that,
campaign
I,
finance reform thing, right? From his
you and I didn't finish, Doug, we didn't finish the chart.
Oh!
And not only didn't we finish the chart, you interrupted the chart with the MyPillow commercial right before we did number one.
So everybody out there,
no one out there knows what number one is. And a lot of them, we've been getting calls, texts.
You could find it if
there's
you wanted
a crowd
to at
talkers.com.
I was really...
there's a crowd outside the Talk Radio Countdown show building.
Really?
the signs, the pitchforks.
Really?
Number one, the O.J. Simpson trial. Oh, wrong page. Okay. Number one, the presidential race, the Electoral College, and the aforementioned Trump lawsuits and, his...
Down with the Electoral College. By the way, what's the total? Does anybody even know? You look at totals of the people in the Electoral College, but do we have an actual total of real votes? Like how many people to this point have been counted as?
I don't have
a
number
voted
in front of me,
for
but Biden's about 4 million ahead in the popular vote.
So last time, remember, Hillary Clinton had 3 million votes more than Trump did, and she lost, which I think is a damnable outrage. So, the Electoral College, what are we... Can we get anybody together, get 36 states to agree? That's what it takes for a constitutional amendment or whatever they call it, constitutional convention. And this needs to go. Well, maybe it's because we're not teaching.
It's not going to go as long as some political parties believe it's to their advantage.
Well, the Republicans certainly believe
that. At this point, the Republicans feel that way.
Right. If anybody
would have been interesting
to win,
it would have been interesting had Trump won the popular vote and Biden won the electoral vote. It would have been interesting to see how the Republicans would handle that.
Yeah.
But now I find there's a tremendous amount of hypocrisy about the Electoral College. First of all, we're used to, in most cases, the Electoral College and the popular vote falling out evenly, where they both go together. Very few elections in past history were, the popular vote was superseded by the Electoral College. But now we've had a couple of them in recent memory.
Gore beat Bush,
and Clinton beat Trump. And, I don't know how this one's going to turn out. Certainly we see how razor close it is at the time we're having this conversation. So, yeah, but the problem is, and that's one of the reasons we put the Electoral College at number one. I think with the past two elections that were haywire in that regard, and now this one being so close, I think there's a heightened awareness in the presentation of political news about the Electoral College. It was always murky in the years leading up to 2000. And now, that number, 270, is the number. So people are now interested in, how does this work? But there's a whole new attitude toward a lot of the things about how our government is structured among younger people. Some people ask the question, and this is logical, why does California, with all of its millions and millions of voters, have two senators, and Wyoming has two senators? Why? What is that about?
It's about the rules that were made up by a bunch of people who wanted to have... The Senate is not part of the Constitution. It was an add-on. The Senate didn't have authority in the Constitution. So, however, they got added 102 from each state, et cetera, et cetera. That was the rule. We were going to have no matter what the size of the state.
A lot of fresh eyes and young brains are looking at this and saying, some of this doesn't make sense in terms of if we're really a democracy.
Coming up in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, it's 28:30.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
These professors are being told that to be inclusive, they must recognize cultural differences that may impact the meeting and adjust accordingly. What needs to be adjusted is this misguided policy. I spent several years teaching college classes, and I can tell you, you can't even teach political correctness if students don't show up to the class. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Now it's time for a second half hour of the Insights into the World of News Talk Radio, courtesy of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and all of his staff that does the work, the research, to come up with a list of the top 10 stories and the top 10 people. We haven't gotten to that list yet, so let's get at it. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to turn the microphone over to Michael Harrison.
All right. Thank you for handing it to me. Okay.
You're welcome.
Let's spray it.
It's a virtual handoff.
Number 10, we have Walter Wallace Jr. At number 9, we have Amy Coney Barrett. Number 8, Rudy Giuliani. He keeps weaseling his way into the conversation.
Clown.
I know. Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx are at 7 tied. Mitch McConnell, 6. Nancy Pelosi at 5. President Barack Obama at 4. Mike Pence and Kamala Harris are tied at 3. Joe Biden at 2 and Donald Trump at 1. And there's the there's that. No,
right.
Those are the people.
So to back, I guess this is a reflective question. Why, if there is this obvious anger or whatever you want to call it on the part of the news media, most of the news media taking shots forever at Trump. He's bad about this. He's no good about that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what does it say about the news media and their influence on people, given the fact that the election, even though it may be by the time this program airs here and there, Biden will have claimed victory, but it was pretty close, you know, a couple of million votes here and there. So what is the purpose of all of the anger, and what does the American public need to understand about what the source of information that they're using is, whether it's, you know, if we read the New York Times, it's so obvious, pounding away every day. Trump's no good. Here's what he did that was bad. And it happens not just with newspapers, but on the electronic side as well, Michael. So does it mean that all that stuff's fairly irrelevant because it hasn't changed people's minds?
Well, no, actually, all that stuff may have been the reason why the country's so polarized, because, first of all the news does not go against Trump. Mm-hmm. Half the news goes for Trump and goes against the Democrats. I mean, I find it interesting, you know, I operate within a realm where the conservatives are the dominant ideology in talk radio, certainly.
Yes. Yep.
So I see it that, like, what, are you kidding me? Fox News Channel and Newsmax and Breitbart and the Washington Times and the Washington Examiner and the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal and Matt Drudge. And,
maybe I should restate what I was saying. I guess when you and I grew up, we went to the news, and this is an old story. You and I have talked about this before. You know, we believed what we read. We believed what we saw. And it wasn't Fox, and it wasn't MSNBC, and it wasn't Rush Limbaugh versus Tom what's his face? Why did I forget his name? Just went out of my
Tom head. Hartman.
Tom Hartman. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not in the same league in terms of profile.
No, but they both represent strident points of view politically on the radio.
Strident?
I think so. It's not
okay,
that
I
don't like
I
that
won't.
Word.
No. I'm all for free speech and opinion.
I am too, but it's just one-sided.
Well, no, it's not one-sided. We have a media that has all these different channels in it. We didn't have all those channels when we grew up. So a newspaper or a television network would try to have objective journalism as much as it could, and then on the op-ed page, you'd have a conservative and you'd have a liberal. Or on TV, you'd have, and now, an editorial from Joe Blow,
right.
The vice
yeah,
president.
Right.
And and
true.
And at election time, newspapers and news organizations.
Sorry.
News organizations would go.
Joe Blow, the editorial director of WBZ in Boston, and now this editorial.
He was always the vice president and general manager.
Right, exactly.
It has recently come to my attention that the governor of our state
is a boob.
Hasn't fed his dog in 2 days.
Oh, my God. I remember. It's Perry B. Bascom, general manager, WBZ.
Yeah, and the guy would come out all puffy and pumped
yes,
up.
Yes, sir.
Know?
We
but,
have this feeling about
but here's
this
the
issue.
Point. Come yes. election day, a week before the election, the great newspapers would often endorse a candidate.
Right.
And that would sometimes they would endorse a Republican in one election and a Democrat in another. They were not defined as to
unless you're the Manchester Union leader,
Those were rarities mm-hmm. for the most part, but every newspaper had a reputation for leaning left or leaning right. And this goes all the way back to the beginning of the printing press. It goes all the way back to yellow journalism. But now we have so many pieces of the pie serving people and affirming what they believe, targeting audiences based on their feelings and their inclinations, that it has become basically journalistically dishonest. But I wouldn't say that there's a mainstream media and there's an alternative media. And again, my best friends and some of my supporters and people I love are conservatives, but they play that game of, you know, the mainstream media versus us. Well, us is pretty damn mainstream.
Yeah.
Pretty very good big.
Point. Yeah, it's good.
So that's good why point. It's 50-50.
Yeah, okay.
To answer your question is, with all the media against Trump, how come half the country? Because all the media is not against
Trump. I don't want
to
see.
But here's another thought to prop. What if Trump is a liar? What if Trump is as bad as the New York Times and the so-called mainstream media says? Are they wrong for pointing that out? If you were doing the news now in 1939, would you be obligated to point out for every bad thing you say about Hitler, something good about Hitler? I mean, at what point is an effort to be fair stifle truth? In fact, if you are sounding the alarm that you think a governor, a senator, a president, a public official is corrupt. So there's a balance here that can get out of whack and become untruthful if people bend over backwards to seem fair. And that's why it's great that the First Amendment at least allows for what you call strident political opinion. But mm-hmm. I see it even more so. The First Amendment allows for different news organizations, channels, stations, shows to go full tilt boogie on any one ideology that they choose and let the pieces fall where they may in terms of
full,
audience.
Is that a radio term, full tilt boogie?
That's a music term.
Yeah. Really? All right. You've done a great service for me in the sense that I think I have been a little bit one-sided in my approach to declaring, in not understanding, or not understanding is probably the right way of putting it, but I think it's ear-opening to put it into context how many conservative media outlets there are versus liberal media outlets. And I tend to not like the news media because I think they're so prejudiced against Trump at the moment. But as you point out, there's plenty of people watching MSNBC, watching Fox and listening to Sean and Rush. And so, okay. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So there's a balance. There is a balance. We have a balance.
And that, to give them their due, that's what Roger Ailes meant when he mm-hmm. said fair and balanced. He didn't mean that within the universe of Fox News Channel or Fox Business, you know, the Fox News universe, they do both sides. He meant that it adds to the fairness and balance of the bigger media picture by having that view expressed with the same fervor and support that the New York Times exists or MSNBC with their hyper-liberal point of view.
So let me put it this way. Does the average person, in your estimation, understand the sophisticated description of the news media and the political media as you have just explained it?
No. No.
So what does that leave
us? The average person doesn't understand it, and that's why I go to great lengths to explain what I know as somewhat of an expert in that particular realm who tries not to do it for political reasons. I am not a champion of any one political ideology. You'll see me mm-hmm. defending both sides when I feel they're being suffocated by the other. I am a supporter of all legitimate points of view having a chance to be expressed, whether I agree with them or not.
Yep.
And we need to have within the American media, we need to have within the American education system, and we need to have within the American political structure, people who make it a point to remain as unbiased as possible so as to provide that third eye, that third perspective that keeps the other two extremes in check.
Mm. Checks and balances.
That's what
check,
it's called.
Check, please. It works. All right, next page.
It's worked well for us over the decades.
Yeah,
the decades
Michael and Doug here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I want to spend a moment talking to you about your weight and your health, your physical health and well-being. Remedy the situation of overweight by taking the following action. Go to toploss.com. Understand what Calitrin is all about, the fact that it doesn't have any stimulants, no drugs. It's four different ingredients that are all natural, put together by a doctor and his nursing staff 23 years ago. It works, it works, it works, it works. Proof positive of that when you go to toploss.com to check it out. And you're going to buy the product when you go to checkout. Use the DJV code, no shipping for you. Now, moving from your body to your brain, taking care of your body, great. Taking care of your brain, very important. The dietary supplement I recommend is Prevagen because it will give you the ingredients for a healthier brain and a better life. You need to take care of your brain. Short-term memory is a real problem for a lot of people as they get older. So this is a proven brain health supplement that will get you into a better place as far as your head, your brain is concerned. Prevagen is spelled Prevagen. So when you go to the health food store, you can go online, you can buy it online, it's pretty easy to do that. You will find that your brain functions much better when you get on to this supplement. I take it every day, part of my daily routine. Make it a part of yours. Get rid of age-related cognitive impairments. Prevagen, use it for a healthier brain and a better life. Time now for us to list the top stories and the top people from this past week, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. This is a weekly event, and so we're happy to go through so you have in your mind fixed what the real stories are without any silly stuff. On the people's side of the ledger, Walter Wallace Jr. is at number 10, Amy Coney Barrett, number 9. These are the names of people who have been mentioned most frequently in the News Talk Radio world this past week. That's why we have a separate list from the big stories. Rudy Giuliani is 8. Dr. Fauci is number 7. Mitch McConnell is in 6th position. Nancy Pelosi in 5th. Barack Obama in 4th. The two vice presidential candidates, Pence and Harris, tied at 3. Joe Biden is 2. I understand all that. I mean, there's no magic to this, and Trump is number 1. So that's the list of people here on the News Talk Radio Countdown, known as the Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
This is sponsored by Humana. The Medicare annual election period is officially here. If you're a veteran considering Medicare options, you'll need to select your plan before the December 7th deadline. While this can seem overwhelming, it's important veterans with VA benefits take the time to research options to ensure you're selecting a plan that suits your health needs. Humana Medicare Advantage plans, which are recommended by USAA, include the Honor Medicare Advantage plan. The Honor plan is available to all Medicare individuals in 46 states and may complement VA benefits, as well as provide beneficiaries with extensive coverage. Orlando Gallardo, a Vietnam veteran.
As a veteran, I appreciate that the Humana Honor Medicare Advantage plans are a nice complement to my VA benefits to ensure I am maximizing my coverage. I encourage my fellow veterans to look for a plan that complements VA benefits like Humana Honor.
Visit Humana.com/Medicare.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now the list, the official list from Talkers Magazine from this past week, the big stories, according to the research they've done listening to a lot of talk radio programs, talking to hosts, et cetera, et cetera. That's how they come up with these lists. At number 10, the weather, the big storms, and is climate change doing us in? Number 9, our relations with the world of Islam and some of the terror attacks that have taken place, not in our country, but elsewhere around the world. Social media at number 8, is there a political bias? Yes, the answer is yes. Educational, the whole situation with schools and what's being accomplished or not, number 7. The economy, number 6. Race relations, number 5. Psychology and how we're feeling. Are we depressed or not? A lot of discussion about that, number 4. COVID stats, number 3. Congressional races, number 2. And the presidential race, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, I want to ask you a question. We've got about a minute or so here. This has to do with radio listenership, that sort of thing. We count on people listening to the radio to hear our spoken word conversations. There are a lot of people who listen on various devices. The car industry is now working away from... There's two interesting things. Radio benefits more from advertising in terms of car dealerships, or the other way around. Car dealerships selling new cars benefits more greatly from radio exposure than TV or print put together. So why would manufacturers of cars be now suggesting that you're going to have to pay $500 to get an AM/FM radio in your car when it's produced in the future?
Mm. Well, I'm not up to speed on the details of that, but...
Can you imagine anything that stupid, though? I mean, think about it. What talk about shooting yourself in the foot. You spend more money to advertise on the radio. People come and buy cars from the dealership because of the ads on the radio, and yet you want to charge people to put a radio into their car.
That's not the first time that people have charged people for things that help them.
I guess
it's profitability and greed. It's a corporate mentality. It's bean counter. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, see, that I wanted your perspective on it. Mm. Very important. Michael Harrison, the list that we're talking about, the list from Talkers every week available at talkers.com. And so, Michael, our thanks to you for being here. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Corrected.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Lawyer, college professor... I introduce him pretty much the same. I was looking for some new way to introduce you. It would be
bon vivant.
I was going to say fancy dresser. Doesn't wear those.
Not since the pandemic
suits.
Started.
Don't have to. Don't want to.
Fine. Nope.
So Steve's reason for being here. I'm going to tell you a quick story because you're the expert in scams. This week, and they're becoming more and more a part of my reality. I don't know why me and why now. Maybe it's just everybody's ramping up and trying to do what they can to fool people or screw people. So I got a notice this week from Amazon that I had bought a $6,000 computer and it was about to be charged to my credit card. So, okay, I went in to do a little investigation. I did not open up. I sent the email to my guy that takes care of my computers and stuff. And, you know, with those, I mean, first of all, I hadn't bought a computer. And then I looked on my statement, my Amazon statement, because I only have it attached to a debit card that has a very low, charge availability to it so that these sorts of things couldn't happen. But there was no extra charge. So what are they trying to get at? And this is a lesson for people listening. When you see this sort of stuff, hopefully you're not clicking on it. If you don't know, Amazon doesn't send out what I was told by my lawyer, they don't send out notices like this. So, but how does the average person, I mean, I looked at it and I thought, well, wow, I don't have a $6,000 computer. Did somebody charge $6,000 to my credit card? So.
Yeah, it was, I got the same email. And
you did.
In fact, you know, the scammers are, they always are taking advantage of whatever is going on, and they mm-hmm. also work in numbers. So, particularly during the pandemic, a lot of people have been ordering things through Amazon. So, what they do is they send these emails out. People are like you and I look at that and go, "Oh, well, wait a minute, I didn't order that." Mm-hmm. And here's the rub: if you fall for the scam and click on the link in there or call the phone number that they provide, they will get information from you. Well, we need to confirm your credit card, and
right.
boom, you've just turned over your credit card, or personal information make you a victim of identity theft. So the lesson here is whenever you get one of these emails, text messages, or phone calls, and they either ask for financial information or other personal information, you don't do it. You go like you did. You go to a real Amazon and you check with them. And if you do, you find out that it is a scam. But a lot of people panic and they fall for it and click on the links and they download malware.
Yep. Be careful. Steve is the founder of Scamicide.com, which is the website dedicated to informing you about the dangers of all of these scams. And he's written a book called Identity Theft Alert, which helps all people prepare for the important steps to keep this sort of behavior from becoming a nightmare for you. All right, speaking of nightmares, let's get to a couple of items legally on the countdown this week. The congressional election, the presidential election, and all the legal challenges. Is this something new, or have these, maybe it is in numbers, but it certainly isn't new, having lawyers hanging around trying to challenge the results of elections, right?
Yeah, there have been challenges, but nothing really to this level. You know, we saw the biggest time we saw was with Bush and Gore and the hanging chads in Florida.
Right.
But Trump has made just a number of totally baseless accusations and sending lawyers in, and the lawyers are by and large losing. The only one they won was kind of a Pyrrhic victory. They wanted to have the people watching the recounts in Pennsylvania, the counting, be closer than 20 feet, and so the court said, yeah, you can be 6 feet away. But, you know, you've got Trump saying these are phony ballots and then proclaiming that the Republicans are doing so well with the Senate and the House. Well, aren't they the same phony ballots? But, yeah, the courts will sort it out and the courts will do the right thing and the election will finish according to the counts that are done by the states.
Right. So don't worry. It'll be okay. What about, got a few seconds on Trump's legal woes if he loses the election and he leaves office?
Well, that's the $64,000 question or more, because what's going to happen is people are asking, well, can he pardon himself? You know, we don't even know. He's so unprecedented as a precedent. Yeah. But right. His problems in New York, he can't pardon himself. He's got some big legal issues he's facing after this is over.
All right. Thanks for your service. Sounds like you got a uniform on. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour. Townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Tropical Storm Eta made landfall on Florida's lower Metacumbe Key this evening. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says Florida needs to be ready for plenty of rain.
Big rainfall amounts, 6 to 10 inches, some places. Some places could get 15 inches of rain. That becomes dangerous, especially with the storm surge. Makes it tough to drain.
The storm already has left scores of dead, over 100 missing in Mexico and Central America, where it hit last week as a major hurricane. Hurricane and storm surge warnings posted for the Keys from Ocean Reef to the Dry Tortugas, including Florida Bay. President Trump not accepting defeat as he tweets that I won the election by a lot. He claims bad things happened with Republican ballot counting observers and notes millions of mail-in ballots were sent to people who never asked for them. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt told ABC's This Week it's time to let the process play out.
It's time for the president's lawyers to present the facts, and then it's time for those facts to speak for themselves.
Meanwhile, the president hopes legal challenges will reverse the result. Meanwhile, pro-Trump supporters protested at state capitals across the country on Saturday, chanting, "This isn't over." And at a news conference in Pennsylvania, President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, said Philadelphia is not the only city in the state in which Republicans were not allowed to inspect mail-in ballots.
There was a similar situation in Pittsburgh involving 300,000 ballots that were uninspected, unreviewed, not observed by a single Republican.
Fuel price analyst Troby Lundberg says gas prices continue to fall around the country.
The average price of gasoline is now $2.19. It's down 3 cents over the past 2 weeks, and it's been a total of 7 cents drop over 8 weeks.
And Lundberg says that's 50 cents less than we were paying a year ago. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
CVS Health has picked its next president and CEO.
The company says that veteran insurance executive Karen Lynch will replace Larry Merlo, who plans to retire February 1st. The 64-year-old Merlo will step down after serving as president and CEO of the drugstore chain and pharmacy benefits manager for a decade. The 57-year-old Lynch is currently an executive vice president. CVS Health also reported a better-than-expected third quarter and raised its 2020 forecast. John Scott reporting.
Berlin bid farewell Sunday to the German capital Central Tegel Airport, beloved by some, reviled by others, as it shifts to all air traffic to a new hub on the outskirts of the city. Airlines moved their last planes stationed at Tegel to the new Berlin-Brandenburg Airport Willy Brandt, which finally opened at the end of October, 9 years late and well above its original budget. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Does the media have a double standard when it comes to conceding elections?
Former Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams was praised by the mainstream media for refusing to concede after the 2018 loss to Republican Brian Kemp while accusing the GOP of stealing the election. Now, the same liberal media is condemning President Trump for the same thing. The president's claims, taking a page out of Abrams' playbook, that votes showing up after Election Day were illegally counted and poll watchers were blocked from observing the counting, have been mocked and dismissed by the press. Cornell Law School professor and media critic William A. Jacobson bashed the media for holding the president to different standards than Democrats. Patrick Frost reporting.
Birthdays today. Actor Alain Delon is 85. Singer Bonnie Raitt turns 71. Chef and TV personality Gordon Ramsay, 54. Actor Courtney Thorne-Smith, 53. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Rob Burrows here from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We'd like to remind you to consider donating any leftover Halloween candy we can send to our troops during our Christmas packaging event. If you would like to donate leftover candy for packages for the troops or non-perishable food items for our holiday meals for veterans and families of those deployed, please call the Northern California Veterans Museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. And again, thanks for your generous support.
As Shasta County gradually reopens for business, we can all do our part to stop the spread of COVID-19 by wearing a mask when in public. Cloth face coverings help reduce the spread of germs by preventing the release of droplets when someone speaks, coughs, or sneezes. Wash your face covering often, ideally after each use or at least daily. Wash with detergent and hot water and dry on a hot cycle. Here is Shasta County Health Officer Dr. Karen Ramstrom.
Remember, wearing a face covering is not a replacement for physical distancing, frequent hand washing, and staying home when sick. Your mask protects me, and my mask protects you. Together, we can stop the spread.
For more information, including how to make your own cloth face covering, go to ShastaReady.org.
It's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
No experiments today. This is the DJV interpretation, if you will, of the big items, companion piece to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with my colleagues Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keevan to take a gander, if you'll take a shot, with our thoughts on the big stories of the week, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine, where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. List is published every week. At number 10, ladies, the focus on these big storms. There's a big storm this past week that went through the Caribbean that seemed to make landfall like Jamaica got badly hit and then went into the Yucatan. But this is late in the season for these storms. How many named storms altogether, Victoria?
They ran out. That's why we're in the Greek alphabet now. We went through the English alphabet, and now that was Hurricane Eta. So I don't know how many more we're going to have, but it was a really rough season.
Although they say the hurricane season runs from June to the end of November, this is late for these kind of storms.
Yep.
So does that mean that the world is coming to an end because We're not taking care of it.
Well, there are lots of climate patterns that have changed. So, yeah, that's a big part of it. Right. Although you've mentioned also, I think, is it La Nina this year? Is that what you're saying?
This is La Nina. This is a La Nina year instead of El Nino, mm-hmm. Which refers to the warmth, the temperature of the water in the mid-Pacific along the equator. That's where somehow or other the winds begin to change, and it affects usually when it comes to Southern California. La Nina is a dry winter in California, Jennifer, or is it wet?
La Nina is dry, and El Nino is wet.
Wet. Okay, all right. So this winter should be pleasant for those of us who hope to find solace.
Too bad, because we could use some rain.
Yep. Well, in New England, we have had a really dry summer, a lot of droughts around the country that have been extinguished by a lot of the rain that's come up. But if you go away from the Mississippi and Ohio River valleys, to the west especially, very dry, very dry summer. Number nine on the list, our relationship with some of our friends and some of our enemies, i.e. we always focus on China, Russia, and Iran. There have been some terror attacks this week in Europe. So one wonders what's the latest, what stirs them up? Is it just a continuum, or is there something that gets these things? Is there? I don't even begin to understand why it is that some of these people are compelled at certain times to go on the rant. Is it just it's a lifelong thing? Okay, we're going to do jihad and that's it. Is that too simplistic? What was going on that these attacks were prompted?
Well, here's the thing. People, and we haven't had to talk about it here, because since Trump has been president, we haven't had a terrorist attack on American soil. But ISIS is about an ideology. It's about, they think they're doing good. They think they're acting for God, and that this is their, this is their greatest ruling factor. So to try to say it was one event that's, created the catalyst for an attack like this, no.
Yeah, it's the best example one can come up with the vagaries of religion. And taking religion to the nth degree, my religion's better than yours, and I'm the person that you should listen to because I'm closer to God than you are, that kind of nonsense. And there's a lot of it in almost every religion, when all religions are man-made. So,
you have a lot of people who argue about Islam and about, the majority of them argue about the Quran and about, and are peaceful, but the people that you're seeing are extremists who believe that everything spelled out in the Quran in terms of violence should be perpetrated on people to create change. And that's just what we see.
To get them to believe what we believe or you're dead.
Right.
That's
right.
A little more basic rendering of what they're thinking of that group anyway. Number eight, social media and political bias. Have we seen a lot of that? This political season, boy, I think you really have. I think it has really weakened the impact of social media.
Everyone's out of the closet. There's no hiding people's disgusting, crazy bias anymore. It's just all there. It's all there.
But there's also so much stuff that's just complete misinformation. And I think what's going to happen after this election cycle, I think smart people are going to just take a big step back. And social media is not going anywhere. But I think a lot of smart people are going to take a step back, and anything that's political that they're seeing on Twitter especially, I think people are going to be hesitant to just retweet anything that they see. And right now that's what's happening. And it's conspiracy theories, and it's so much information, blatant lies. It's crazy. So I hope that it changes, because social media needs to just be entertainment and that's it.
I'll use an example of where the editorializing, I guess, from social media and from the mainstream media, by the news media by extension, is in play with one of probably our top story of the week. I can't imagine anything is probably bigger than the presidential election. Yesterday, this week, President Trump all along, actually, has been saying that he has instances of voter fraud and that he sees corruption going on. And what was the headline? Trump blatantly lies about voter fraud. Now, no one knows that because they haven't seen the lawsuits that are coming out yet. So instead, the media just jumps to the conclusion that Trump is panicking and editorializes that he is blatantly lying. People on social media are marking that as a conspiracy theory when we have haven't even seen the lawsuits that are coming out yet about what they've seen, because in some places, like Nevada, there are 10,000 people's names on a voter on a register on a voter roll that voted that are either dead or moved out of the state. That's real, and it needs to be investigated. So to say, and to, I guess, to editorialize that he's blatantly lying or to market his misinformation, they don't know that. That's a political statement. And it's, I guess that's, you know, you have to let this stuff play out.
At this point, I would like to think that there, I would like to give more credit to the American public maybe than they deserve in terms of having enough sophistication to realize what garbage there is in and amongst the social media crowd that is focused on voter fraud claims and exaggerations of this, exaggerations of that,
you
whatever
would think,
it is.
Though, Doug, but some of it is really sophisticated. My one of my good friends, who is a Harvard lawyer, sent me a tweet the other day that from the AP, the Associated Press, it was a screenshot of the tweet that where they called Nevada for Biden. It was
Arizona.
A fake tweet.
Oh,
no, this was a couple days ago. Okay. Yeah, it was a fake tweet. And she realized, like, an hour later, she goes, oh, my God, I totally, she goes, because she follows AP News on Twitter, and she said, I thought that this was a real tweet, and it's not. I had already done the research. I knew it was a fake tweet. I knew it wasn't real. But, I mean, you know, it's not an education thing. These are very sophisticated fakes
that people are seeing retweeting. To go further than that, I told you this week about the email I get from Amazon, saying that congratulations, we just shipped you your new $6,000 computer.
Congratulations. You got my birthday gift.
Congratulations, you now have malware if you click on that link.
Yeah.
So congratulations, we own your computer. Are there stupid people on Facebook who are retweeting and reposting everything that they see? Yes. But for the most part, I think a lot of this stuff is really more sophisticated than we think it is, and it's pretty easy. You'd have to really dig into it to find out if you're reposting something that's legitimate.
Well, I think what we've got is the influence of, to go back to our foreign relations, the Islamic influence, the Russian influence, the Chinese influence, not to be downplayed at all, although I guess we felt better this year about their interference. There wasn't as much obvious connection between some of the stuff on social media and these three countries and others messing around with the election, getting into various websites. Under the circumstances, it's kind of like buyer beware, reader and user beware. Number seven, the situation with education. We'll talk about that after these words here on the Talk Radio Review with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Doug Steffen.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
All right, let's get back to our overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. The situation in our school system, there already was a crisis, if you want to use that word, before the pandemic, and now it's even worse. I was talking to a friend of mine who runs a garage, and he has his two sons in the working with him. One of them is a graduate of a college that prepares you to run a business like that. And the other one is a 12-year-old kid who's in the 7th grade who goes to work with his dad every day. And he has an office with a computer. And he does his lessons with the various teachers, 7th grade English and history. I was talking to him about it yesterday. What are you learning? And he looked at me and he said, not much. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, here's an hour and a half. That's all the kid's required to do online. He's a smart kid anyway, but he's picking up all the stuff that he knows from working with his brother and his father, not from being online looking at some,
I think there's going to be a really big deficit with this at-home learning. There are horror stories in California about how now people are just falling off. The kids aren't even going to school anymore.
No.
Within the LA
they're not paying any attention to the...
Yeah, they're not reporting in. They're just disappearing.
Yeah.
And
it's just having a big vacation on the streets.
Ugh. Yep.
And so that's one of the reasons I say, I'm sorry about the COVID and I don't want people to get sick, but we better take hold of ourselves. This society is going to melt. And that's exactly what the Chinese wanted anyway when they came up with this virus. And they continue to do what they do to screw up the world, or at least America, with the murder hornets and this other stuff. And we're falling for it. We are falling right into that hole. At 21 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons.
Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into the fold here, the top 10 items from Talkers Magazine this week. Number six is a focus on the economy. I'm not sure what to make of the economy. I went into a lumber market this week to buy something. I'm doing some renovations on one of the barns. And I bought some lumber, and I thought, you know, I figured the place would be kind of slow. But the guy who runs the department said to me that with the interest rates as low as they are, people are building like crazy. Another guy that I do work with who runs an excavating company, he's been tearing houses down in a nearby community, Wellesley. They're paying $800,000-$900,000 for basically a lot with a junk house on it there. And this company's bought 20 different lots, ripping them down, building up the houses, $2 million house on an $800,000 lot, and they're selling, put the sign out, and they're gone in a day or two. But we didn't vote the economy this time, did we? Mm-mm. Really?
Hmm? No.
I think some people, I mean, I did.
Did you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Trump will be better for the economy than Biden, but... So I think it is for some people, I think the economy and coronavirus are very linked. You know, I think there are a lot of people like me who want us to take a virus seriously, but also want to get people back to work and school and, you know, are looking for that gray area. I think we're capable of it. And so I think the economy has a lot of tentacles in coronavirus, actually, as we talk about it. And I know as far as ballot issues in California, we had several that impact taxes and things. So I think people, the economy was a thread for many.
You know, one of the things, thank you for bringing that up, because it brings me back around to thinking about all of the tax reforms that are always proposed by the various candidates. I'm going to cut your taxes. I'm going to tax $400,000 or more, all of that stuff. You know, if you really looked at the history of all of that stuff, there really isn't a lot of teeth, or there aren't a lot of results. There are little short bursts of results or impact from these tax changes, and then things pretty much go back to the way they are.
About regulation. I mean, regulations, I think, are the, I mean, the yeah. lifting of a lot of regulations are what I think is better for the country, because I'm a less, I want less government, not more government.
Yeah, me
I want
too.
Less intervention.
But I want the right stuff to be dumped, not the wrong stuff. And this time
yeah,
around.
Lifting regulations on logging in a forest in Alaska that's been protected since the 90s, that's not a regulation that I wanted lifted. And that's a lot of the
things
that
a lot of people in Alaska did. I mean,
no, actually only one in the five, only one out of five people who voted for it. It was a very low margin. It's not something that people wanted at all. But you know, that didn't make mainstream news because we've got an election going on. But those are the types of regulations that are horrible for the environment. And I don't want more regulations on stuff that doesn't make sense. But I don't want to remove regulations on things that are have been in place to protect the environment. I mean, that's literally that forest, the Tonga Forest, is they call that's the lungs of North America. So I don't know. It's just I think a lot of people voted against.
There are more trees in America now than there ever have been, and that happened
that
in part
one
because
forest alone. That's what it's
yeah
been
up
called.
There. Yeah, but I'm talking about in the lower 48. There are way more trees now, and interestingly enough, it started with the Obama administration committing to plant X number of trees. They first were going to shut down 50,000 acres of farmland and plant trees there. They didn't do that, but they did seed, literally and figuratively, trees in areas where it didn't get a lot of attention. But what they did was require companies or incentivize PG, what is it? What's Pacific Gas and Electric, PGE? those kind of companies to clean up their act and plant new trees.
Yeah, but then guess what the problem was with that? And we saw it in California with their complete failure, is that they decided to go with the environmental regulations instead of strengthening their infrastructure, and then now we have PG&E sparking fires and burning down all those trees that they planted. So
that was it. Yeah, it was counterproductive. 28 past the hour on the Count Radio, good, Doug, the Talk Radio Countdown Review.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
On behalf of the mice nest.
Mice nest?
Yes, mice nest. It's a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
KCNR 96.5 FM and KCNR1460.com and AM 1460 are honoring our veterans this holiday season by offering Operation Holiday Salute 2020. During the months of November and December, we are offering a discounted advertising package including one live appearance during Free Fire Radio for businesses that support our veterans. And the best part is, a portion of that package price goes to support homeless veterans. Call KCNR today at 530-605-4565.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Extra 10.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Second half hour of the Talk Radio Review for this first full week of November. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here. We're going through the top 10 items as determined by the Folks Talkers magazine. So at number 5, the Walter Wallace video. Among other things, continued call for police reform, situation with various race issues and problems in our country. Does this ever go away? Does it ever get fixed? Do we keep shooting black guys? You know, do the police get it? All of these questions. What are we really doing other than talking about reforming how the police departments work? In my own community, the mayor just appointed a black man who'd been in the police department since 2008 to be the new chief. He's respected and liked by the others in the department. He's a good cop. She appointed him because she's black and she wanted a black police chief. But the police recognize that actually she's not done a lot of good stuff since she's been mayor. And she stumbled on this one because he's actually a good cop and will be a good chief. But it's that whole business about counting and checking off the boxes that seems to be a problem here. So superficial and artificial. When at a time we need good thinkers, we need people to be well-intentioned, we need them to do their job. And the question comes, ladies, about what is their job? What are they supposed to be doing? The social stuff has been very much in focus in our local community, and there was a sort of a report done as to how much time police spend doing social fixes, if you will. And I think if we look around the country where you are in New Jersey, Victoria, where Jennifer is in California, a lot of police time is spent doing things that are not really police business.
Oh, well, even when it is police business, I was driving on, I live on the ocean in New Jersey, and I was driving down Ocean Ave last week, and I saw this girl who looked like she was maybe 17, like she had just gotten her license, and she was pulled over, and there was a female cop talking to her in the window, and two other cop cars, each with two cops in each car, pulled up, like, for backup. It's like, this is a 17-year-old girl who probably ran through a red light or was speeding or whatever.
You know what that is indicative of?
Why do we need three cop cars?
What if there was something about a runaway? I mean, you don't know what they were doing.
But you don't need six cops.
Right.
No matter what, Jennifer.
Says you. What if there
was
a kid?
Right.
What if this is a kid who was kidnapped? What if this is a kid who's a runner? I mean, you don't know what they were doing.
But you can figure that out pretty quickly.
I don't know.
I've seen this happen over and over again. I'm with you, Victoria, on this one. Yeah. There's too many police that aren't. They don't have enough to do.
They have tons to do. They're not allowed to do anything in my area.
You got the sheriff. You got the state troopers. You got the local police. And I've made my observations in California, but I know from having spent years and years and years in Florida, these guys are stepping all over each other. The sheriff's running around in his car with his deputies. They have nothing, literally nothing to do. And the state troopers are out on the highways collecting money.
There's no crime because there's a lot of cops. In L.A., where they're stretched thin, the crime is ridiculous.
Well, the crime is a lot of drug crime in Florida.
There's a lot of drug crime, but also misdemeanors now. People were walking in and theft. You can steal under $900 worth of stuff, and it's a misdemeanor in California.
Stealing is stealing.
Yeah.
People walking
into Walmart with a calculator and just walking out the door. And the police can't do anything about it. So our crime is up because we don't have the policing that we need.
Well,
it sounds like the laws are actually the messed up part, not the cops. Because if the law allows someone to steal, then
we have the opportunity. And actually, I'm glad you brought that up. Because
what can more, what can, Right, but what can more cops do if the law
Prop
is the
20
law?
Was on our ballot this time around. If we're talking about the election, number one story of the week. And in Los Angeles, in California, we have Prop 20 to close the loopholes, to make crimes, theft crimes like this, back to felonies again instead of misdemeanors, to make sure that date rape is actually considered a violent crime. Right now it's not. It's a misdemeanor. And child trafficking, same thing, a misdemeanor, not a violent
California
crime.
California is one.
And all these dumb women.
People
no, but all these dumb women
in their
Well, maybe, but these dumb women in their pink hats who go marching around.
But who would vote for that knowingly,
state,
Jen? I mean, no one would.
Well, then they're dumb. They need to educate themselves.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
The
way that it was written must have been misleading. Because there's no way any woman would vote for that. That's just stupid.
If they did, and it passed 69% to 30%.
A lot of ignorance in this country. We're not teaching people how to think. We're teaching them what to think.
We need to change a law to make sure that ballot measures are written in a way that people can understand what the hell they're voting for. We had one of those about peacetime veterans.
We had three of those in Massachusetts.
We had one here in New Jersey this year. Legalizing marijuana, that was pretty straightforward. But we had one about peacetime veterans getting a tax deduction, a property tax deduction. It was so confusing because at first it had COVID in it and then it had veterans. So you see COVID and you see veterans and you go, of course I want to support veterans who maybe were impacted by COVID. It had nothing to do with either of those things. It's veterans who essentially have peacetime veterans who have never seen any action getting a property tax deduction. It was very confusing and no one knew what the hell they were voting for.
We had the same thing here, but I agree with you. I think we need to reform that. But
yeah,
they do
ridiculous.
It on purpose. Because they want to trick you. So people need to take responsibility and get it right. I mean, just because the rules are hard doesn't mean that people need to just give up. I mean, we have to do better as a country. We have to do better in my state. Because dumb stuff like this, where women can now go on a date, get drunk, and get raped, and the guy doesn't even get a park. I mean, it would be worse for him to get a parking ticket. It's stupid.
That's
stupid.
Insane.
It is insane. All right, number three is the situation with health care. COVID, things developing, the numbers are high, mortality is low or lower, stats are higher, numbers of people getting this stuff higher, number of people dying lower, that kind of falls into the same category that Ken said, more people are going to get this for the next couple of months, but fewer people are going to die. Meanwhile, what we have is the impact on not only the healthcare system and our individual lives, but also the impact on our whole economy and business in general, and what people ought to be doing. It's so simple, really, it seems, at least so simple, to deal with the biggest part of the problem, but yet there are many people in our society, especially between the ages 19 and 29, that don't want to do the easy fix. So they should be the ones to suffer, not other people. And that's the problem with this thing. It's an equal opportunity distressor. So you sneeze at somebody or you're blowing your having a mask on and you blow your whatever is in your body onto somebody else and they get sick and you have there's no recourse because you don't even really know who it is that's given it to you. I just think that we've become so damn selfish in this country. Wow. It's so obvious. I'm not going to do that because I don't have to, you moron. Okay. Help me do something, talk about this or we'll move on. I'm done.
I believe people should be doing the right thing. It's really hard for me to support any government mandate of things, and I trust that people will do the right thing. But
they don't.
You know,
they don't.
Sometimes.
They don't.
I mean, I don't see them, so you guys tell me they don't, that's fine. I see most people wearing masks. I see most people not just in this country wearing masks. I see most people in the world wearing
Midwest.
Masks and staying
A lot of people in the Midwest are just not. Mid-South, nah. Not gonna
Forget
do it.
That. You can go anywhere in New Jersey where I am and see people. Unless you have to go into a store and everyone has to wear a mask if you go into a store into a business. But other than that, there are plenty of people just wandering. And it's usually, I hate to say it, and this is not, you know, this is nothing against you, but it's older white guys. That's every time you see a guy without a mask on, it's an older white guy.
Really?
It's just some sort of, I don't know, insecurity. They don't think it's masculine. I don't know. I don't know
what
it is.
Maybe they can't breathe with it. But,
no, you know, they're
my old white guy co-host. My old white guy co-host in Los Angeles is like, I can't breathe with this thing on. I've got a doctor's note.
Oh, well.
Hey, he's got a doctor's note. All
a
right.
doctor's
no,
note?
I'm
okay.
talking about my other old white co-host.
Oh, Don. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, we'll continue. Focus on congressional races and the presidential race as we round out this discussion about what's going on in News Talk Radio this week in a few moments. Now the list, the official list from Talkers Magazine from this past week of the big stories, according to the research they've done listening to a lot of talk radio programs, talking to hosts, et cetera, et cetera. That's how they come up with these lists. At number 10, the weather, the big storms, and is climate change doing us in? Number 9, our relations with the world of Islam and some of the terror attacks that have taken place, not in our country, but elsewhere around the world. Social media at number 8, is there a political bias? Yes, the answer is yes. Educational, the whole situation with schools and what's being accomplished or not, number 7. The economy, number 6. Race relations, number 5. Psychology and how we're feeling. Are we depressed or not? A lot of discussion about that. Number 4. COVID stats, number 3. Congressional races, number 2. And the presidential race, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. 43 past the hour with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The Michigan State Legislature spent weeks debating a bill that would pressure fast food restaurants to stop offering Happy Meals with gender-specific toys. There were committee hearings about the cultural effects of giving kids little race cars or Barbie dolls. Legislators worried about the practice of asking parents if they wanted the Happy Meals for boys or girls, possibly leading to identity crisis or worse. Surprisingly, no witness questioned whether or not there was any proper role for government in the issue. Examples were made of McDonald's and Burger King, but those are both private companies. The deals they make with their customers are private exchanges, none of the government's business. The free enterprise system is called free for a reason, and it's just not that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Radio
time now for us to list the top stories and the top people from this past week, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. This is a weekly event, and so we're happy to go through so you have in your mind fixed what the real stories are without any silly stuff. On the people side of the ledger, Walter Wallace Jr. is at number 10. Amy Coney Barrett, number 9. These are the names of people who have been mentioned most frequently in the News Talk Radio world this past week. That's why we have a separate list from the big stories. Rudy Giuliani is 8. Dr. Fauci is number 7. Mitch McConnell is in 6th position. Nancy Pelosi in 5th. Barack Obama in 4th. The two vice presidential candidates, Pence and Harris, tied at 3. Joe Biden is 2. I understand all that. I mean, there's no magic to this, and Trump is number 1. So that's the list of people here on the News Talk Radio Countdown, known as the Talk Radio Countdown. All right, back into our talk radio review. Say hi to Rick, everybody. He's enjoying the program on a 5-mile walk this morning. It's not a bad thing. Get out there.
So can we count his steps for ours? Because that would be really nice. Thank you, Rick. If you could go 6 miles, that would be even better.
All right, let's get back to our overview of the things, the hot hits in News Talk Radio. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen with his horsey voice. So some Republicans, Jennifer, seem to be breaking with the president over the fraud claims. So how will that impact, if at all? The presidential race, I think, is pretty well decided. But and I don't know if there are congressional races that still are in the offing. Seems to me there are
I think
questions.
Anything can happen. The nation has adopted the California model. So in 2018, everyone went to bed on election night thinking something else. And then lo and behold, days and weeks after the election, a bunch of things started to flip. And there are, I could talk to you for about 20 minutes about just some of the things that were implemented. I know, but that's why I won't do it now. But we could talk about that, about what's actually happening. But I think there are some Republicans like Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz who have been out there, and Lindsey Graham's giving $500,000 to the president's defense fund. So there are some that are standing with him. I think there are some who are scared. And you know,
Wait a minute. So Lindsey Graham's giving $500,000?
Yeah. To Trump's defense fund.
Where do you get the $500,000?
I think you have to use what's in your coffers left over from your campaign, probably, yeah.
Right, okay, that's what I thought.
So I don't know. I don't think it's a private donation, but in any case, that's what he pledged to do. And, you know, I think there are a lot of people who think that Trump single-handedly saved the Republican Party by giving them some backbone because they were just getting rolled. So I think there are a lot of Republicans who still kind of have that old-school style, but the ones who have a new life, the backbone stands, and they'll stand
with
the president.
There are a lot of people who think that were former Republicans like me, that if they don't get a little bit more mainstream, that the Republican Party be dead. I don't see, I don't see that is really what's happening at the moment, because there appears to be a 50-50 split pretty much in whether you're voting for
Republican
or Democrat.
You haven't voted for a Republican in a long time, so
I voted for local Republicans.
Yeah, but presidentially, when was the last time for president you voted for a Republican?
George Bush the father.
Thank you. That was 30 years ago. So you don't, and unfortunately, you don't really have a seat at the table about the direction of the president.
How dare you?
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, we don't know where we are. I think that's pretty much the bottom line here. And, you know.
So we know that we're lost, is what you're saying.
Yeah, we know we don't know where we are and where
we're
going.
People are like, aren't you panicked? I'm like, no, I'm just watching what happens. Of course this is happening.
10 before the hour, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time now to have our opportunity to go through the top five items this week from the world of technology, according to research done by Victoria Keelan, who's here to get us started at number five, a big announcement for Apple. One more thing.
Yeah, that's exactly the name of the event. One more thing, and that's going to be scheduled for November 10th. And we're not exactly sure. Apple loves their secrecy and their dramatics. So we're not exactly sure what we're going to see, but we think that it will be the new Mac desktop computers. This is going to be, these are the first batch that will be run on Apple's own Silicon Valley chips instead of Intel processors. And that's the first time since 2005 that Apple has used their own chips. So we think that's what it will be. The language of one more thing is kind of notable because former CEO Steve Jobs, in keynotes for significant product announcements, he used to always say, oh, and one more thing. And then he kind of was the showman, and he would pull out one more item that was brand new that would wow the crowd. Obviously, with COVID, there is no in-person crowd anymore. Everything is virtual. But the last time Apple used this phrase, the Steve Jobs one more thing, was back in 2017 when they unveiled the iPhone X. So we'll see where it goes, but they have not had a new line of MacBooks or desktops in a while, so it'll be interesting to see what they actually produce on November 10th.
All right, Google up next with search, an overview of what's being searched. This is kind of interesting.
Yeah, I always love looking at the Google Trends, which is the analytics arm of Google Search, and they let you know what's trending and what people are actually searching for. And this has been it's been a long week with the election, and so people have turned to booze and comfort food. Not surprisingly, the top two queries on Google Search were liquor stores and French fries. At one point, in the top... The top five election night searches were, number one was pizza, which we can attest to because we ate pizza on election night, Chinese food, liquor stores, sushi, and Mexican food. So, yep. So, and the hashtag election day, that was trending along with all the different types of food that people were searching and ordering.
Number three, focus on AI.
Right, in your neck of the woods, Massachusetts really Institute of Technology, MIT, says they figured out a way to gauge whether a person has COVID-19 just from the sound of their cough, which is really interesting because we know the cough is a very sort of a hallmark of COVID. And the type of cough that it is not a usual cough. It's not a cough that would be associated with bronchitis or even pneumonia. It's a specific cough. And the interesting thing about what they found at MIT through AI, through artificial intelligence, they have been able to diagnose asymptomatic carriers. That is something that's really, really interesting. 98.5% of coughs from people confirmed with COVID cases, the AI has been very accurate with, and 100% of coughs from asymptomatic people. That's the level of accuracy that this new AI has been able to diagnose people who don't even know they have COVID. So if they could somehow deploy this nationally, that would just be a huge help in stopping the spread of the virus.
Number two, Walmart is going to go away, going against grain here.
Well, yeah, retail robots are scanning shelves and updating inventory. Walmart's been using, and Walmart's not the only store that uses them, a lot of them do. But Walmart, for whatever reason, they've been one of the biggest adapters of technology in general. They've had these shelf-scanning robots appear in 500 of their stores, but they've decided to get rid of them. And they began using these robots supplied by Bossanova Robotics in 2017. Initially, they started out in 50 locations. They liked how they were working. It went up to 500 locations. It was supposed to reach 1,000 stores, but Walmart has pulled the plug on this whole program. So these and a lot of it has to do with COVID, because Walmart essentially, they didn't give a full clear answer why they got rid of the robots, but there was a Wall Street Journal report this week that said as people didn't go into stores and people were shopping online, they found that it was easier to have humans going to pull products from the shelves based on online orders. So it kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Number one, the top tech story of the week.
I think this is not the story that got the most buzz, but I think it's definitely the most important. If you're not on LinkedIn, get on LinkedIn, especially if you're looking for work. They've launched a new tool that will help you make a career change. It's called the Career Explorer feature, and it displays careers that job seekers can transition into by using the skills that you already have. Most people, like 45% of job seekers have said that they have not tried a career change because they don't know where to begin. This new tool on LinkedIn will help you assess your skills and your experience, and it will then tell you all the different new careers that you're qualified for. So I think that this is just a fabulous program, and it's free. Get on LinkedIn as soon as you can.
59 past the hour. Thank you, Victoria.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump is promising legal action after the results of this week's presidential election slowly tipped into Joe Biden's column. Mr. Trump alleges voting irregularities after large 5- and 6-digit leads in several states evaporated seemingly overnight. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem tells ABC's This Week on Sunday it's important to look into any possibility of fraud.
I don't know how widespread it is. I don't know if it'll change the outcome of the election. But why is everybody so scared just to have a fair election and find out?
Also on the program was Missouri Senator Roy Blunt. He said it's important to wait until the vote tally is official.
Almost every state within 7 to 10 days of the election goes through that entire canvas. There are always some changes. Seems unlikely that any changes could be big enough to make a difference, but this is a close election.
The president's hinted at local legal proceedings that could begin on Monday. The strongest earthquake to hit southern New England in decades rattled homes, nerves Sunday morning, didn't cause any significant damage. The National Earthquake Information Center said the 3.6 magnitude earthquake was centered off the coast of New Bedford, Massachusetts in Buzzards Bay. Jeopardy host Alex Trebek has died of advanced pancreatic cancer at his home in Canada at the age of 80.
Alex Trebek and Jeopardy are a part of American culture. Even though Trebek was born in Canada, he won 5 Emmys hosting Jeopardy. When Trebek was diagnosed with cancer, he was honest and upbeat with his viewers and touched when they flooded him with support. Trebek said in a 2012 AP interview he never wanted to try being a Jeopardy contestant, just the host.
I've got the job. I don't have anything to prove anymore. I know how bright I am. I know what my limitations are and which categories would cause me problems.
I'm Margie Zaraletta.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Two former eBay employees have been indicted by a grand jury on charges they participated in a campaign to terrorize a Massachusetts couple that included threats.
James Baugh, who was eBay's senior director of safety and security, and David Harville, former director of global resiliency, were indicted on charges including stalking through interstate travel. They were among several former employees arrested in June in what authorities have described as a scheme to ruin the lives of the couple who ran a website that was critical of the company. Five other employees have pleaded guilty in the case.
Jeremy House reporting. Japanese Emperor Naruhito's younger brother, Crown Prince Fumihito, was formally sworn in as first in line to the chrysanthemum throne in traditional palace ritual Sunday. It had been postponed for 7 months and scaled down due to the coronavirus pandemic. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Sunday morning earthquake in southern New England rattled homes and a few nerves, but it caused no significant damage.
The U.S. Geological Survey's National Earthquake Information Center said the 3.6 magnitude earthquake centered off the coast of New Bedford, Massachusetts, in Buzzards Bay, struck just after 9 a.m. local time. It hit at a depth of a little more than 15 kilometers and was felt across Massachusetts and Rhode Island and into Connecticut, even Long Island, New York. The agency said it was the strongest earthquake in the area since one hit with a magnitude of 3.5 back in March of 1976. Bob Agner reporting.
Freshman Democratic Representative Abigail Spanberger has kept her seat in a competitive Virginia congressional race. The former CIA operations officer defeated Republican challenger and State House delegate Nick Freitas in a close race that was called on Sunday. Freitas is a former U.S. Green Beret. More news, more analysis, and more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
That ain't natural.
Thank you. Will you excuse us, Mr. O'Dell? Well, come on, Babs. We better do the dishes, dear, if we're going to the movies tonight.
Movies. That's all the ladies think about.
I'm very fond of the cinema myself. Riley, did you happen to see a film called Arsenic and Old Lace?
Well, no, dear.
Don't miss it. It's about two old ladies who poison 12 men and bury them in the cellar. I sat through it twice. It was awfully gay.
It must have been. Well, what brings you here, Digger?
Oh, I've come to cheer you up in your hour of need. Riley, why didn't you tell me?
Well, tell you what, Digger?
That you had to pawn this valuable ruby ring.
Digger! My family ring! Where did you get it?
In Tubbin's pawn shop. I knew you wouldn't part with this ring unless you were destitute. Why didn't you tell me you were heading for the poorhouse? I'd have given you a helping hand.
I didn't pawn this ring. I gave it to Junior. He pawned it. That kid, if it ain't one thing, it's another.
Yes, boys can be very annoying. They annoy me constantly. Lately, half a dozen young hoodlums have disturbed me at my work by gathering in the doorway of my place of business and chanting a song.
Well, why should that bother you?
They always sing, "Don't fence me in." Well, Riley, I am glad to see that you're not flat on your back. Financially, that is. Well, I must be running along.
Oh, now. Yeah. Well, thanks for everything, Digger. I'm a little short of cash right now. I'll pay you what I owe you for the ring tomorrow.
Oh, it's only $5. Take your time, Riley. Digby O'Dell is always glad to carry his friends. Here you go.
Peg, come here, quick.
Yes, what's the matter, Riley?
Peg, look at this.
Oh, it's your ruby ring, the one you gave Junior.
Yeah, and how does he show his ungratitude? By hawking it in the pawn shop.
Oh, no.
First he steals a $5 bill, but he couldn't hawk that. So now he's pawning the family jewels. He's disgraced us.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, I can't get over it. Pawning the family ring for $5. He ain't even smart. When I was a boy, I used to get 7 for... I mean...
wait a minute. Junior got $5 for this ring.
Yeah?
Well, there's something funny about all this. The basketball cost $5, and he got $5 for the ring. Then why do you have to take $5 from the cream... Riley... Are you sure you gave me $4 or $5 bills?
Oh, sure, I'm sure.
Well, maybe you lost a bill or dropped it on the floor, mislaid it.
Peg, I remember perfect. Why, I was wearing a suit I got on now. I had the $4 or $5 bills in the little watch pocket so I wouldn't lose them. I remember giving it to you. Mm-hmm. I put two fingers in my little pocket like this, and I pulled the money out like...
What's that you took out of your pocket?
Nothing. Nothing.
Don't say nothing, nothing. I saw something green. Now, what is it?
That's a piece of lettuce. I couldn't finish my lunch.
Let me see that, Riley. It's a $5 bill. So you did have it all the time, and you agreed to
No, Peg. There's a lot of $5 bills. The mint is having a big year. They're making a lot of money.
Riley, that's the $5 bill you accused Junior of stealing, and you might just as well admit it.
Yeah. I guess it is. What a revolting development this is.
I said he didn't take it, but you wouldn't listen. Oh, no, you had to go ahead and call him a thief and ruin his basketball game.
I'm a failure as a father.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
I'm a problem parent. Peg, do you think he'll ever forgive me?
You better do something, and right away, too.
Yeah. Junior, darling.
He's not here. You made him go and get a job to pay back money he didn't take.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I gotta find him. I gotta... Oh, maybe that's him now. Oh, it's you, Marilyn. Well, come in.
I want to speak to you, Mr. Riley.
Who is it, Riley?
Oh, it's Marilyn Morris, Junior's little friend.
Junior's fiancé.
Junior's fiancé. Excuse me, Marilyn, but isn't it a little late for a 12-year-old girl to be out?
12 and a half.
Pardon me, madam.
Well, hello there, Marilyn. Was anything wrong? Plenty. Mr. Riley, after what you did to Junior, I think you're the meanest man in the world.
Well, I...
Accusing your own son of being a thief and stopping him from playing basketball.
And giving him a beating besides.
What? You mean to say he beat Junior?
With a leather belt.
Mrs. Riley, I don't see how you can live with this man.
Oh, Mary. You shouldn't say things like that about Mr. Riley.
I have a right to criticize as his future daughter-in-law.
You sound more like a mother-in-law.
Anyway, we know now that Junior's innocent.
Yeah, but he didn't have to pawn the family ring.
Oh, but you don't understand. He had to pawn the ring. Otherwise, his club would have called him a thief.
What? Nobody's going to call my boy a thief.
Just a minute, Marilyn. What's all this about Junior's club?
Well, Junior's treasurer, and he lost the $5 that the club saved up to buy a basketball. So he pawned the ring.
Well, why didn't he tell me about it?
Well, he knew how much the ring meant to you, and he didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Oh, I see.
You see the kind of a son you have, Riley?
Gee, how can I ever make it up to him? I got to do something nice. I know, I'm going to buy him a new lawnmower. But all this wouldn't have happened if he'd come to me for the $5 in the first place.
Well, that's what he should have done. But Junior isn't always as bright as he should be.
A lot like his father.
Yeah, he's my boy, all right.
Well, he may improve.
Oh, gosh, I'm glad it's all settled.
Oh, but it isn't. You're forgetting about Junior. He can't play in the game tonight. You made him take a job.
Well, he can quit, can't he? The game ain't started yet. Where's Junior working?
120 Magnolia Avenue. He's got a hard job, too.
Never mind. He ain't going to do it. Marilyn, you go down to the gym and tell the coach Junior's playing tonight.
Okay.
We'll go and get Junior and have him down at the gym in less than a jiffy. Come on, Peg.
I'm ready.
Wait a minute. I almost forgot. Where's my belt?
Well, what do you want with your belt?
I'm going to give it to Junior.
What?
I'm going to give it to Junior and then I'll bend over.
We'll be back with more of The Life of Riley right after this short break.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
If you're a fan of golf, you know that the Masters is coming up. And one really fun way to enjoy the tournament is by betting on your favorite golfer. BetUS.com is a fun and easy site where you can do just that. Barry Barger from BetUS.com explains.
You can bet Masters futures right now. So what that means is you can bet something in the future, you know. If you have a team that you think is going to get good over the next 6 months, you want to get their good odds now. For the Masters, do you make the cut or don't you? So you'll have a money line on each of those sides. Will there be a hole-in-one? We have live betting on all the golf, and I haven't seen anybody that has it, so it's a huge thing.
And you can even bet on what color shirt a golfer wears. Use the code TECH125 to get 125% sports bonus when you sign up to BetUS.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
The mayor of a small town in South Carolina spent weeks claiming she had been targeted by a hate crime. She filed a police report saying she and her husband found both their cars covered with a yellow, sticky substance. And she went on a tirade about the history of hate crimes throughout the South. Police investigated, but found that the substance was ordinary pollen, which covers thousands of cars parked under trees every spring. Have we become so accustomed to constant news about hate crimes that we see things that just aren't there? This mayor had no evidence, but was quick to jump to conclusions about imaginary criminals. Is America and paranoia so out of control that we now see evil under every tree? Government is supposed to protect the rights of citizens, not participate in the blame game.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
The controversy over Ice Cube collaborating with the Trump campaign on the Platinum Plan continues. But is this the start of something new? I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. When hip-hop artist Ice Cube confirmed that he worked with the Trump team on its Platinum Plan for Black America, he raised more than a few eyebrows. Despite the backlash, plenty of Black Democrats agreed with his effort to make both parties compete for the Black vote. His willingness to work with Republicans could be the beginning of a new political trend in the Black community, which mostly distrusts the GOP. On the other hand, the Trump team's collaboration with Ice Cube is also a departure from the norm with the GOP, which has historically avoided courting Black voters directly. But the question remains, is the Republican Party finally ready to start competing for Black votes? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Welcome back. It's The Life of Riley on When Radio Was.
120. Here's the place, Peg. It's a funny place for Junior to work, a private house. He's too young to be a butler. Junior.
Oh, Mom, Pop, I'd have brought home the $5. You didn't have to come for it.
No, Junior, you don't understand. Everything is okay.
But what do you...
We know all about everything, and I ain't sore about you pawning the ring, and you're playing basketball tonight, and will you take me back as your father?
Oh, gee, Pop, sure, but...
Come on, Junior, dear, you'll miss the game.
But I can't leave my job.
You go to the game. Whatever you're doing, I'll do it for you.
You will? Gosh, thanks, Pop.
Well, hurry up, Junior.
Oh, so long, Pop.
So long, Junior. So long, Peg. Have a go. Oh, hey, wait a minute. What am I supposed to be doing here?
That's it, Pop.
But that's a baby.
Yeah, I got a job minding the Reese's baby. They went to the basketball game.
But I can't mind this baby. This ain't my type of work. I'm a riveter. Peg, you mind the baby.
I'm going to the basketball game. Come on, Junior, dear.
So long, Pop.
Junior, Peg, don't say... pipe down, you. I'm not talking to you. There, baby. Rally party, we'll pick him up. Holy smoke, is this kid homely? Oh, Walt, right, all right, you're beautiful, love. I got this kid in the palm of my hand. Listen, baby, will you please dry up? Oh, I know what's wrong with a baby. Oh, yeah, you ate too much. Wait a minute, Ratty Potty knows what to do. He's going to pat you with a back and make you feel better. Yeah. Yeah. Ain't that nice? Very low type kid. Didn't even say excuse me.
And now here's a word from the star of our show, Riley himself, William Bendix.
Folks, there's a war on. No, I don't mean the one that the Germans and Japs started and that the United Nations are going to finish. I mean the war against infantile paralysis, the deadly enemy of your child and mine. So let's all join the March of Dimes. Send your dimes and your dollars, if you can, to President Roosevelt. Remember, a dime that you send marching may help a little child to walk.
Follow The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley, and presented by the American Meat Institute next week at the same time. Next week, Riley goes to a lodge initiation, and the results are black, blue, and disastrous. This is Ken Dial saying, see you next week.
This is the Blue Network.
Wrapping up with a personal plea by William Bendix for the March of Dimes in the fight against polio. That Life of Riley episode was from January 28, 1945. The radio comedy had debuted about a year earlier and continued until June of 1951. President also did quite well on 1950s television. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Win Radio Was, Bennett Kilpak stars as Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons. We'll be right back.
Meet Harry Nile, a former Chicago cop turned private eye.
His briefcase is on the bed. Papers are scattered everywhere. But Dickens isn't there. Uh-oh. Yes, he is. Still in his leather jacket, lying against the wall. There's a pink glow from the neon motel sign outside on the street, and it shows me enough to make me back out of that room and get out of Victorville as fast as I can go.
Today, you can save $12 on Harry Nile, Seattle Blues. This 8-CD set is regularly $31.95, but when Radio Was listeners can get it now for only $19.95. Plus, get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code HARRY33. Get Harry Nile, Seattle Blues today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code HARRY33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you escape.
The Jack Benny Program.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Bill Harris Dallas Fay Show.
Stream the most recent When Radio Was episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whistler, and Nero Wolf, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free When Radio Was daily streams with no risk or obligation.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
From sports to horse racing to reality TV and more, it's always more fun to watch when you have a little skin in the game. That is, when you've made a wager. And BetUS.com makes betting both fun and easy. Barry Barger is from BetUS.com.
It's an online sports book and online casino, online horse book. You can bet basically reality shows, live events, futures, which means you can bet next year's NBA today. There's just thousands of bets available, basically on every sport.
And once you've signed up,
then you have access to all of the football lines and your tabs and categories, and you can go in for free before you have an account and check everything out. It's so simple.
Use the code TECH125 to get 125% sports bonus when you sign up to BetUS.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where it's time for Bennett Kilfack as Mr. Keen. Written and produced by the married couple of Frank and Ann Hummert, this is the case of Mr. Trevor Secret from February 17th, 1944.
Mr. Keen, tracer of lost persons, is on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, the makers of Colonel's Toothpaste present Mr. Keen, Tracer of Lost Persons, one of the most famous characters of American fiction and one of radio's most thrilling dramas. Tonight and every Thursday night from 7:30 to 8 Eastern Wartime, the famous old investigator will take from his files and bring to us one of his most celebrated missing persons cases. Now, Mr. Keene, tracer of lost persons. This time, our story opens about 100 miles from New York, in a chemical plant in Connecticut. There's a hum of motors and a hiss of compressed air as Mr. Keene and his assistant, Mike Clancy, are guided across the floor amid great vats and retorts. Halfway across the floor, their guide, a thin, nearsighted man, pauses to answer a question.
Oh, yes, Mr. Keene. Our production right now is entirely for the war effort.
And I gather, Mr. Wallace, that this plant supplies chemicals for various types of explosives?
Oh, yes. The shells, bombs, mines.
My. Look at the size of them big vats over there. Hitler wouldn't like to think of all the shooting that's going to come out of them, I'll bet.
Quite right, Mr. Clancy, quite right. And that may have a lot to do with the reason that our manager, Mr. Morley, has sent for you two gentlemen.
Well, why did he, Mr. Wallace? All I know is that he phoned my office yesterday in New York and asked me to come here the first thing this morning. What's happened?
Well, I'm only in the personnel division. I'll have to let Mr. Morley talk for himself. If you'll come along to his office, over there on the right.
No, sir. Must be on the left.
The left?
Well, yes, there's the sign. Manager.
Oh, yes, yes. Forgive me for not knowing the way around my own plant. But I've broken my glasses, you see. I'm very nearsighted.
Never mind, Mr. Wallace. We'll guide you. In fact, here we are right now.
One moment while I knock.
Come in.
Good morning, Mr. Morley.
Oh, good morning. You must be Mr. Keene.
That's right. And this is my assistant, Mike Clancy.
Glad to meet you.
How do you do, Mr. Clancy? Won't you come inside, please, gentlemen? You too, Wallace.
Yes.
Right now, if you'll just sit down and make yourselves comfortable.
Thank you. Now then, Mr. Morley, what's it all about?
Well, I'll come right to the point, Mr. Keene. As you've probably noticed, this is a war plant, and a very busy one. Mm-hmm. And right now, we've just received a very serious threat to our production.
How?
By the disappearance of a member of our staff. In fact, our best chemical engineer.
Ooh, that is serious.
There isn't another man in the plant who has his know-how. We must get him back as soon as possible.
What's this man's name?
Henry Trevor.
And how old?
Oh, 42 or so.
Mm-hmm. When did he disappear?
3 days ago.
Under what circumstances?
Well, I'll let Wallace here tell you.
Well, sir, it was late Monday afternoon. I went to Mr. Trevor's office to check a personnel matter, but he didn't have time to talk to me. He already had his hat and coat on, was leaving the plant. Not that he was a clock watcher.
Oh, no, indeed.
Continue, please.
Well, Mr. Keene, there isn't much more to tell. Mr. Trevor left the plant and just never returned.
You've checked at his home?
Well, he has lodgings, but he never slept in his bed that night.
Mm-hmm. Was he in any sort of private difficulties?
No, none at all. Unless Wallace here has an idea.
Oh? What is it, Mr. Wallace?
You've heard how valuable Mr. Trevor is to us. Obviously, if anybody stands to profit from his disappearance...
Oh. Are you hinting that his disappearance may be the work of enemy agents?
Yes, Mr. Keene.
Glory be.
I don't know whether I'm permitted to tell you, but perhaps Mr. Morley...
Oh, I think I can refer to it in a general way. Mr. Keene, this plant has been working on an important new device.
Really?
And Trevor was handling all the experiments.
Well, that is important.
And what's more, Mr. Keene?
Yes, Mr. Wallace?
When I went to his lodgings to make a check, I found that several strangers had taken rooms there recently.
Really? Well, we'll have to look into that. But first, I'd like a few more facts on Trevor's professional background.
Wallace can give you all that, Mr. Keene.
Yes. In fact, I've dug up his folder from my files.
Oh, if you don't mind reading it to me.
Yeah. Oh, dear me, my glasses. I'm half blind until they finish making me a new pair.
I'll read it myself, then. Notice Mr. Trevor came here only 6 months ago.
Yes, that's correct.
And before that... Why, all his previous experience was as a school teacher.
Yes, quite so.
6 months as chemistry instructor in the Tappingworth School for Boys. Before that, 6 months at the Jones-Walton School. And then sick for a year in Nevada.
Lung trouble, he said. But he was completely cured.
And before his illness, 15 years at the Morton Latin School. This strikes me as very odd, Mr. Morley.
What does?
Here is a man who was content for 15 years to stay in one place, and then he becomes ill. When he recovers, he shows an extreme restlessness. He rushes from one job to another.
Well, he told me that after he recovered his health, he started looking for better jobs.
And here's another point. You say he was your best chemical engineer?
Absolutely.
But all his past experience was as a teacher. Something very much different.
Well, Mr. Keene, he had a college degree in chemistry, so... We were mighty glad to have him, what with the shortage of technicians since the war.
I still think that the only explanation is enemy agents.
Well, possibly. Meanwhile, thanks for the information, Mr. Wallace. I'll pay a visit to his lodgings.
Whatever you wish, Mr. Keene, but just find Trevor. We need him.
I'll do my best. Come along, Mike.
Okay, boss.
If you'd like me to show you out...
It won't be necessary, thank you, Mr. Wallace.
Good. I have some other matters to discuss with Mr. Morley.
Good day.
Good day.
Good day.
I'll let you know just as soon as anything develops.
Well, thank you, Mr. Keene.
Well, boss, what do you think?
First, let's get some facts, Mike, and then we'll think.
Oh, you there, Mr. Keene?
Hey, boss, somebody's calling
me. Mr. Keene?
Yes, that girl over there by the machine. Yes, young woman?
Mr. Keene, I heard Wallace mentioning your name when you came by before. You're the famous investigator, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, I guess you're up here to look for Mr. Trevor.
You know about his disappearance?
Why, sure, everybody knows.
Well, do you have some information that might help me?
Boss, I think she means...
What do I mean?
Well, somebody stuffed him into one of them big vats.
No. What I wanted to say is, if you could get interested in women's hats...
Women's hats?
You might find out a whole lot more than you know right now.
What do you mean by that? Stop that machine for a moment.
Sorry, I've got work to do.
Well, please, this is important.
I told you all I can.
Stop it, Mrs. Devon.
Please, young woman, listen to me. No use, Mike. Let's get out into the hall.
Women's hats. What does she mean by that?
Mike, I have half an idea. On our way through the town, we stopped once to ask directions.
Sure, in a cigar store.
Did you notice what was next door?
Oh, yes. A hat store.
A very smart-looking little place. Unusual for a town like this.
You think that's what the chick meant?
Let's find out. Here we are, Mike. This is the place.
And there's the owner's name on the window.
Mrs. Lydia Groves. This is only a hunch, but I'm going to play it for all it's worth.
Okay. Nobody here.
There she comes now from the back room.
A brunette. And darn good looking.
Mrs. Groves?
Yes, that's my name. You haven't come to buy hats?
No, Mrs. Groves. To ask a question.
I don't understand.
When did you last see Henry Trevor?
Henry Trevor?
Yes. The engineer from the chemical plant.
I don't know him.
This is a small community. You must know him.
I mind my own business, which is to make and sell hats.
But Mrs.
And all my hats are for women. Good day, gentlemen.
Oh, but lady, this is important.
You've made a mistake. Good day.
Very well. Good day. Come along, Mike.
Boss, do you think she was telling the truth?
No, Mike, I don't.
Enemy agent?
Mike, in my long life, I found out that a beautiful woman can cause plenty of trouble without being anybody's agent.
What this fellow Wallace said...
We still need more information. The only way to get it...
How, sir?
Let's circulate around town and dig up every bit of gossip that we can. You hang around the lunch wagons, the gas stations. As for me, I'm going to get a haircut.
Take more off the side, sir.
That's right, Barbara.
Uh-huh. Nice day.
Oh, it's a beautiful day.
I think it's going to be warm after all.
Definitely.
Yes, sir, definitely. Yes, sir. I don't think I ever saw you around here before.
I'm doing a job for the chemical plant.
Oh, chemical plant.
I believe our Mr. Trevor is one of your customers.
Oh, sure, sure. Every 2 weeks.
Interesting about him and Mrs. Groves, isn't it?
Him and Mrs. You know.
The whole plant knows.
Funny thing. He took to her from the first day she come to this town and opened her shop. Thick as thieves, those two.
When did she first come to town?
Let me see. About the time my wisdom tooth was raising keen. Last September. Take more off the side.
Yes, please. He hung around her shop all the time?
Yes, till folks started talking. So then they took to cover. You know, Thrush Lane. They've been meeting there every night.
Thrush Lane?
Mm-hmm. Oh, all the spooning and mooning that goes on there.
And just where is Thrush Lane?
Oh, half a mile south of town, right by the factory. what are you doing? You can't get up from the chair yet.
Here's your money. I'll see you later.
But I only done one side of your head. Come back. Hey, crazy fella. Running off with only half a haircut.
No, boss, there's nothing in the underbrush over here.
Well, come over to this side.
Oh, Mr. Keene, so sure we've been at it for 3 hours already.
I know, Mike. This is our only real lead. Remember what the barber said. They met here every night.
Oh, boss, take off your hat just once more.
I will not.
The strangest haircut I ever did see. And you such a proper gentleman.
Here, help me put these branches aside.
There. And you're still hoping to find Trevor's body out here in Thrush Lane?
Not hoping. I'll be glad if I'm wrong.
Well, there's nothing here.
All right. Let's get back on the path. Mike, so far we can be sure of only one thing.
What's that?
Trevor and Mrs. Groves knew each other long before they ever came here. That I'm certain. You see, I found they arrived here, actually, within a week or two of each other.
Trevor to take the job at the plant.
And Mrs. Groves to open the shop. Then promptly they became friends. Then promptly...
Yes, Mr. Keene. What are you staring at?
Something there on the ground, just a yard ahead of us.
I don't see it.
Well, look, Mike, from over here where the sun strikes it.
Oh, sure, but what of it? Just those few little chunks.
Come over here, Mike. Bend down. Help me pick them up.
Okay, sir. Okay.
Here. Mike, judging from the thickness of these fragments, I think we'd better have another talk with our friend, Mr. Wallace.
You're listening to Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons on When Radio Was. We'll have more right after this brief pause.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the Craze You'll Crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes, cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice praline.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, how can I, without my glasses?
Take them into your hand. Feel them.
Bits of broken glass.
Very thick bits. The kind of glass that might be used in the spectacle of a very nearsighted man.
I don't know what you're driving at, sir.
I found these 20 minutes ago in Thrush Lane.
Well, the world's full of nearsighted men.
Are you sure one of them didn't follow Henry Trevor into the woods last Monday night and overhear his conversation with Mrs. Groves?
I'm sure that this one did not. Are you quite finished, sir?
One thing more. Do you have any photographs of Henry Trevor in your files? You must have.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to have one. At once.
Well, boss, what are you up to now?
I'm going on a little trip, Mike.
Where to?
Back into Henry Trevor's past. Dr. Grange, you are the headmaster of Tappingworth School?
Oh, yes, for 20 years.
Do you recognize this photograph?
Why, yes, this is Henry Trevor. He taught chemistry here last year. Excellent grasp of his subject, too. I wish he'd stayed.
What can you tell me of his background?
Why, he came here from the Jones-Walton School with the usual references.
That's all you know?
Well, yes, Mr. Keene.
Thank you, Dr. Grange.
Oh, yes. Yes, Mr. Trevor taught here for one term at the Jones-Walton School.
He got along well, Miss Mott?
Yes, our girls simply adored him.
Where had he been before?
He'd been sick, I believe, for a year. Before that, the Morton Latin School.
Look at this photograph, please. Is that a good resemblance?
Perfect.
Well, Mr. Keene, we had Mr. Trevor with us here at the Morton School for 15 years, until he became ill.
And then he went to Nevada for his health, Dr. Hines?
Quite so.
You never heard from him again?
Only when other schools asked us about his references.
I wonder if you would have a photograph of him.
Well, we should. Any one of the yearbooks. Here, let me see on this shelf up here. The yearbook of 1940.
That will do very well.
There we are, Mr. Keene.
You say that's Henry Trevor?
Of course.
Well, let me show you a photograph, Dr. Hines. This one. How good a resemblance is this one?
Mr. Keene, this is the strangest thing. Do you have time for a story?
All the time in the world. Go right ahead.
Well, Mr. Keene, I began to wonder what had happened to you.
I've been away, Mr. Morley, for 2 days.
Any luck? Any trace of Trevor?
Yes and no.
What do you mean by that?
He's alive, all right, and well. I'm sure of that.
Well, that's...
But where he is and whether he wants to be found, that's something else.
Mr. Keene, all I know is that I've got to have him back at the plant. He's done fine and important work here. We need him desperately.
All right, Mr. Morley. That makes it a whole lot easier.
Mr. Keene, it's you again.
Yes, Mrs. Groves.
Mr. Keene, if you've come to plague me with questions again...
No. No more questions. Because I know the answers.
I'm not feeling well. Please come back some other time.
Now is the best time. You see, Mrs. Groves, I've just finished tracing back the history of Henry Trevor. Or rather, the man who called himself Henry Trevor.
I don't understand.
The real Henry Trevor died 2 years ago in Nevada.
But I told you that I know nothing about it.
And the moment he died, his identity was borrowed by someone else. In fact, by his brother, John Trevor.
Oh.
Yes, there were two Trevors, John and Henry. Both were trained in chemistry. Henry became a teacher. John became an engineer. John, the engineer, was very successful. Made heaps of money. But his wife spent it even faster than he made it.
I know nothing about it.
In the end, this led John to embezzle $5,000 from his company. He and his wife ran away, wandered all over the country, used up every cent they had. Because there was no job that John could apply for without giving himself away.
Interesting, but I don't see how...
Finally, 2 years ago, the real Henry Trevor, the quiet schoolmaster, died. Immediately, John saw a chance to borrow his brother's identity and make a new start. And so John became Henry.
How did you find all this out?
By going back to the Morton School. The headmaster remembered the scandal about the embezzlement very well, and how much sorrow it caused Henry at the time. All that I had to do was to show him the photograph of the man who claimed to be Henry. Quite simple, really, Mrs. John Trevor.
What did you call me?
You are the wife of John Trevor, the man I've been asked to find.
I don't suppose there's any use now to deny it.
None.
Yes. It was my extravagance that caused the trouble. I wanted things John couldn't afford. Believe me, I regret the whole thing. We've struggled so hard to live it down.
But Wallace found out, the man at the chemical plant.
Yes, by following us to Thrush Lane several times and overhearing our conversation.
And then he tried to blackmail your husband?
Yes. And last Monday night, after John left me, Wallace came along again to ask for money. $500. Otherwise, he would expose John.
But your husband refused.
Yes, he began to scuffle with Wallace. But then he became frightened and decided it was no use. He decided he'd have to run away once again.
Where is he now?
Don't ask me. Please don't.
You must tell me.
No. He's my husband. And this was all my fault in the first place, Mr. Keene. It was my foolishness and vanity that caused John to embezzle the money. Oh, please go now.
But Mrs. Trevor...
I beg you, please
go. The telephone. Mrs. Trevor, the reason that you want me out of here, would it be because your husband is right now calling you on the telephone?
I have nothing more to say.
Pick up the phone, Mrs. Trevor. Answer it.
But Mr. Keene...
And tell your husband that I want to see him in my office in New York. Any time tomorrow, if he can make it.
I don't know.
Please do as I say. You won't regret it.
Well, boss, do you think he'll come?
I have every hope, Mike.
But it's almost 5 p.m. already. Oh, no, he won't come. Not a guy who embezzled $5,000 and stole his brother's name.
There's one thing you've overlooked.
What's that, sir?
Come in. Good afternoon, Mrs. Trevor.
Good afternoon.
You came alone?
No, not alone.
Oh, you're John Trevor?
Yes.
Come right in, both of you. This is Mike Clancy, my assistant.
How do you do?
How are you?
Sit down now.
Mr. Keene, my wife says you insisted on my coming to see you. I wouldn't have done it except I was sick of hiding.
Trevor, I want to ask a question. If you had the chance to make restitution for that $5,000, would you do it?
Mr. Keene, why do you think we've been slaving for the past 2 years? I had any job I could get in Lydia in one hat shop after another. Save enough money to pay back.
Well, why didn't you get in touch with your old firm?
Because we've only got $2,000 so far. Because I was afraid of what attitude they might take.
Well, Trevor, there are two things that impress me about this case. First, that you and your wife have worked so hard ever since you made that mistake. Second, that you proved yourself so valuable to the war effort.
Oh, it's nice of you to say that, Mr. Keene, but...
No buts. I'll be glad to accept the $2,000 you've saved so far. And let you pay off the rest in installments.
What did you say?
I got a telegram this morning from your old firm.
What?
Let me read it. In view of circumstances as explained by you, we are delighted to accept your check and drop all charges against John Trevor.
Oh. Why, Mr. Keene, you mean you went ahead and...
I took a chance on you, too. I paid off the $5,000 with my personal check.
Oh, how wonderful of you, Mr. Keene.
It certainly is, but there's still Mr. Morley.
I've already made your excuses to him.
What did you tell him?
The truth. The best excuse of all.
And he still wants me back?
He'd be very much obliged if you'll take the next train out of here for Connecticut.
Oh, Mr. Keene.
You'll find one little change, though, at the factory.
What do you mean?
Mr. Wallace has suddenly resigned.
Mr. Keene, how can we ever thank you? What kindness. What understanding.
Never mind the speeches. You'll miss your train. Along with you. There's a war on, you know.
You've been listening to Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons. Now on the air at a new time, every Thursday night, 7:30 to 8 Eastern Wartime over this network. Don't miss Mr. Keene next Thursday night when the kindly old Tracer turns to the case of murder in the air.
Betty Kilpak is Mr. Keene and the case of Mr. Trevor's Secret from February 17, 1944. Prior to working on that series, announcer Larry Elliott spent time as a commercial spokesman on the Texaco Star Theater, which starred a radio comedy legend. I'll name him and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents 100 novelty songs, your favorite quirky and offbeat songs, in a 4-CD set of original recordings from every genre, with some surprising star names such as Benny Hill, Harry Belafonte, The Cordettes, Peter Sellers, Connie Stevens, and many more.
One-eyed, one horn flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one horn flying purple people eater.
Get 100 novelty songs today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $21.98 for this amazing 4-CD collection of peculiar and unpredictable music. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code NOVELTY33.
He did the monster.
Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember, promo code NOVELTY33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Money, work.
Greatest detective in the world. Only trouble is, he is.
The greatest idea in the world is to get the Radio Spirits app today. Never miss a When Radio Was episode again and stream the most recent shows for free. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Let's do them a favor. Let's show them what it costs.
It'll cost you nothing with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Plus, download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening if you sign up for a premium plan. Choose from thousands of radio shows. Sherlock Holmes, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, The Whistler, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
Good evening, friends of the creaking door.
Don't close the door on getting free streams. Download a free trial now. Check out the Radio Spheres app today.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
A Loveland, Colorado homeowner could go to jail for protecting his property from melting snow. He paid $10,000 for a permit to add a small addition, but then the city changed the rules. He had to stop work, pay another $30,000 for a new permit, and wait for approval. He waited so long winter came, and melting snow was pouring off the unfinished roof into his basement. He tacked up some plastic to temporarily route the water away, and the city compliance officers pounced. He was dragged into court for putting up plastic without a permit while waiting for the permit. Even the court could not figure out what he had done to deserve such abuse. In America, it's the government's job to protect our rights, not steal them. Thieves go to jail, not innocent victims.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about the star of Radio's Texaco Star Theater. The name I was looking for, Fred Allen. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at the website. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.